Alternative Talk Station.
KNRC News Time, 12 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Sam Litzinger. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon says he no longer feels obligated by a promise he made not to kill Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. Sharon says he's passed that message on to President Bush. U.S. officials are dropping their ban on allowing members of Saddam Hussein's Ba'ath Party into important positions. NBC's Richard Engel says the idea is to put more Iraqis in charge of rebuilding their country.
All generals in the army were very senior Ba'ath Party figures. Now they can, those generals can return, provided, however, that they have not been involved in crimes against the Iraqi people.
One member of Iraq's governing council says letting the Ba'athists return would be like letting the Nazis return to power in Germany. He gave up a multi-million-dollar NFL contract to join the Army, and it's cost him his life. Former pro football star Pat Tillman has been killed in Afghanistan. He'd played with the Arizona Cardinals. I'm Sam Litzinger, NBC News Radio.
I love driving at night. The darkness sort of encapsulates you in your car, and you come over the hill, and all of a sudden there's this vast sea of lights. It's like a sailor just catching that gust of wind, and there's something that's at once peaceful and kind of reassuring when you can see the world sort of out in front of you like that. It's as if for just one moment you kind of know where you're going, even though you really don't.
Jockey, what's in your comfort zone? Tell your story at jockey.com.
Don't miss the final days of the JCPenney lowest prices of the season sale with our lowest prices throughout the store. Save big with all new buy one get one for just a dollar specials. Plus, enter our Super Spring Sweepstakes for your last chance to win a $100,000 grand prize or one of $2,100 JCPenney gift cards. Hurry in for the JCPenney lowest prices of the season sale. It all ends Saturday. JCPenney. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sale ends April 24th.
Winner of 8 Associated Press Awards for Journalistic Excellence, including Best Newscast, award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon. Light snow, 34 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. Much like yesterday, the weather tops the news today. I'll have that in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
And much like yesterday, weather is topping traffic news, too. A lot of standing water and splashback all over town, causing an awful lot of accidents, too. Latest one is eastbound 6th Avenue at I-25. Four cars piled up in the left lane. Northbound I-225 before the Cherry Creek Dam spillway. An overturned vehicle in the left lane. Lots of delays there. Southbound I-225 at the spillway as well. A three-car accident over on the shoulder. Traffic jam back to Iliff Avenue. Police cleaning up an accident northbound I-25 at Alameda. Another one southbound I-25 at University. One car wound up in a Jersey barrier there. Need a couple of tow trucks to push that one out of the way. Still a lot of congestion around Spear and Stout because of an accident involving a light rail train. When you buy a home with Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage, stress won't be a closing cost. To experience stress-free house hunting for yourself, visit ColoradoHomes.com. I'm Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
All in all, the storm didn't turn out to be as fierce as first thought, according to forecaster Byron Lewis with the National Weather Service.
First, we thought we would see some areas that would get somewhere upwards of around 20, 30 inches of snow in the southern parts of the area. Unfortunately, that hasn't materialized. However, we do have a few locations that have gotten up close to around 16, 17 inches.
Lewis says we'll see snow through much of the afternoon with a tapering off this evening in some areas just after midnight in the rest. This report brought to you by T-Mobile. Xcel Energy has extra crews on call today just in case the heavy wet snow piles up on tree branches and knocks out electricity. Xcel spokesman Mark Stutz says so far his company has been able to keep the juice flowing.
Given that the trees have bloomed out, leafed out a little bit earlier this year, and then this type of snow, we usually expect to see a certain amount of problems around the metro area, but it's been very quiet today. We had the biggest thing we really had was an outage that affected 250 customers earlier this morning.
That outage was near Boulder, and Stutz says it was due to equipment failure, which could have happened at any time. Grease was the cause of a three-alarm fire this morning at the Macaroni Grill restaurant in Greenwood Village. Andy Lyons of South Metro Fire says it was a challenge for the 60 firefighters on scene.
Ductwork inside is somewhat convoluted and twists and turns on its way to the roof, so the fire kept breaking out in different spots. inside the structure.
Lyon says even though the fire broke through the building's roof, there wasn't a lot of structural damage, about 60 employees affected. This in sports, the Colorado Rockies scheduled to start a three-game homestand against the Houston Astros tonight, but with the weather the way it is, the game's questionable. Weather shortened yesterday's game against the L.A. Dodgers to 6 innings. Rocks won that one 7-1. Colorado Crush are in good position for a playoff spot tonight. They'll host the Grand Rapids Rampage at the Pepsi Center. The NFL draft starts tomorrow at 10 a.m. Mountain Time. Denver Broncos have the 17th pick in the first round, 10 picks overall. Remember that AM 1150 KNRC is your official station for the NFL draft, with live reports from the draft site from CBS and Westwood One. Hey Denver, the best value in wireless invites you to take your number to a better place. Visit Car Toys, a T-Mobile authorized dealer, for huge savings this month. T-Mobile, get more. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is next. KNRC News Time is 12:05.
Call the host you don't agree with. Keep both sides alive and well on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, this is Doug Kellett. I want to tell you about Willis Ashby of Integra Financial. When it comes to managing your retirement, where you keep your money is just as important as how you invest it. If you're like most people, you have a taxable account and a tax-deferred account. You need to be tax smart. Integra says you should keep your safe money inside your tax-deferred account and your risky money in your taxable account. Money that comes out of your tax-qualified account is taxed as ordinary income. And money that comes out of your taxable account can sometimes be taxed as capital gain. Also, if you have a loss, it can be deducted, where in a tax-deferred account, it can't be. If you don't have the easy way to do your financial planning or review, call Willis Ashby at Integra Financial at 303-220-5525. Willis has an easy system that may work for you. For your financial questions, call Integra at 303-220-5525. Integra Financial, helping people make some good financial decisions since 1989.
I'm Stephanie DeLuca with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. The snow continues to come down. We have a winter storm warning until midnight. This is for 4 to 10 inches in the Denver area. Highest amounts in the western suburbs, though. For the high country, up to 2 feet. A winter storm warning there as well, issued by the National Weather Service. We're going to see the snow heavy at times in the morning, mixing with rain in the afternoon, 37. Snow decreasing overnight, down to 29, and for tomorrow, snow showers come to an end. They become scattered first, then partly cloudy for the afternoon, 54. Sunday, partly cloudy and near 60. For the Weather Channel, I'm Stephanie DeLuca on AM 1150 KNRC.
Light snow and 34 degrees. KNRC News Time is 12:07. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 12:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
12:07, 7 minutes after 12 o'clock. Welcome to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 3 o'clock, and we're going to be giving away today 3 pairs of tickets to the Diana Krall concert. They don't go on sale until tomorrow, actually. And the concert is for July 13, 7:30 p.m. at Coors Amphitheater, formerly Fiddler's Green. The value of those tickets, $80. We're going to give away one pair an hour. And I will let you know when we're going to start to do that. In the meantime, we are joined by Evelinda Ehrman, the half of the Judy and Evelinda Style Matters shows, airing Saturdays, 10 a.m. till noon. And Evelinda, tell us what is going to happen tomorrow, because I know you got some hot plans. You're going to be doing a live remote. What's the story?
Hey, Enid, we've got the perfect thing on a crummy weather day tomorrow for all of your listeners. They need to come out to the Colorado Mills Shopping Mall, which is at 6th Avenue in Indiana.
Right.
And we've got the show will be live, and we've got giveaways like you won't believe. Enid, we think you're going to come when you hear the giveaway.
Well, I think you know what? If I didn't have to be at the Zonta Authors Club tomorrow speaking, I would come out there because the giveaways are just fantastic. Besides which, you guys are great. And I want to say something about Evelinda and Judy. They do a column also for the Rocky Mountain News that appears on Thursdays. They're really great style mavens, but they do it in a way that is lively and unintimidating. So I just want people to know about that, and they would have a great time if they came out to see you. So what are you going to be giving away that I'm going to miss?
Well, you know, Boots, which is the new hot skincare and cosmetics line out of England, but it's being sold through Target in the U.S., not in independent stores.
Right.
So it's Target prices for high-end skincare. We're going to be doing mini makeovers with the Boots makeup artist, and they're going to have a $200 gift basket. Neiman Marcus Last Call, which is their, you know, like their outlet, is going to have a $100 gift certificate. They also sell furniture there. Saks is going to have a $100 gift certificate. Todd Shoes. But and if clothing isn't your thing, La Crusade is going to be teaching us how to make fondue. And, you know, Nodante, the beautiful contemporary silver serving pieces, are going to have a $200 vase. We've got amazing. We've got so many gifts. We don't know how we're going to pull it off, Enid.
Oh, this sounds great.
It's fantastic. Weekend packages at the Denver West Marriott. I mean, it's just going to be so much fun. And we want everybody to come and have a good time. What else are you going to do tomorrow on a rainy day?
Well, I think, and not to mention that it's really kind of fun to go out to Colorado Mills. I like that place. They have a lot of there are a lot of good bargains to be had there. Also, aren't you giving a seminar on Tuesday?
We are giving a seminar Tuesday there across from Saks. There's an empty space in there, and we're going to do a seminar, High Style on Low Prices, how to put yourself together on a budget. Everyone who shows up gets a fashion pass, which is a discount pass. Four lucky winners get to go shopping with Judy and I, and they each get $100 courtesy of Colorado Mills. But here's the great part. You can help a good cause. Bring an item of gently worn clothing to donate to the Junior League. You know, they have an upscale secondhand store.
Where is their secondhand store?
Because the second store is in Inglewood.
Okay.
On Inglewood Parkway. And what's great, you know, they raise about $20,000 a year, which they give back to the community to women's causes. They help with a safe house. They help with educational programs. You can have a good time, you'll be a winner, and you get to participate with a good cause.
All right, now, this is your seminar on Tuesday is going to be at 5:30 p.m.?
5:30 p.m.
At Colorado Mills, right across from, what'd you say, Neiman's
Saks.
Or Saks?
Right across from Saks.
Okay. And there's no charge for it, but what you are asking people to do is bring some gently used piece of clothing that can be donated to
the Junior League
resale shop.
Correct.
Okay, and because Junior League does a lot of really good work in the community.
Yes, you would be surprised at how much these women work very hard to help women in need. It's a wonderful cause.
Do people need to register for the seminar? Because I have a number here.
Yes. Well, could you give that number?
Yeah, it's 303-384-3000, 303-384-3000. And there's no charge for the seminar. They just ask if you can do it, please bring a gently used clothing. If you can't, I think you'll still be welcome at the seminar, won't people?
Of course. Okay. Of course, they'll be welcome, and they're going to learn how to put themselves together on a budget, something we all need to know.
Well,
you know?
High style at low prices, and you know what? Here's what I think. I think really dummies are the ones that have to pay a fortune. If you use your imagination, you can do a lot of great things on a budget and look really sensational, and very often, if you've been imaginative, far better than somebody who's plunked down way more money than you.
And as I recall, the last time you and I were at Colorado Mills, you found some beautiful dishes at Saks. They had like your dish pattern set or something.
It was at Neiman, and they only had they only had one plate, and I grabbed it for the lowest price I've ever seen that plate. Also, let me just Boots. I saw a story about Boots. Now,
yes.
For people who aren't aware of it, I think it's a pilot program, as I understand it. Boots the Chemist is like a drugstore chain in England.
Correct.
And they have a line of cosmetics, and I read where Target, or Target as we like to refer to it, was going to be selling it for what, just 1 year as a pilot program to see how well it does, or are they all over the country?
They're testing about, you know, X amount of markets, I don't know how many, throughout the country.
And
Denver is one of their test markets.
Well, after I saw that, I went out to Target to see what it was all about, and I bought some stuff. And, you know, all these cosmetics, God bless them, if there was any truth in lending with cosmetics, we'd all look gorgeous. I was at Costco, Evelinda, and we're talking, my guest is Evelinda Ehrman of Style Matters. You can hear it from 10 to noon every Saturday. You can read their column in the Rocky Mountain News on Thursdays. They're syndicated by Scripps Howard. I was at Costco one time, and they had a closeout on Estee Lauder something or other, which wasn't even cheap at Costco.
Right.
I'm convinced this stuff costs them a nickel to make it, and then they sell it for $1 million. So here's a lady who zooms up in her shopping cart, and I mean, she's loading jugs of this stuff into the cart, and I'm looking at her, and I'm looking at the Estee Lauder, and I'm looking at her, and I said, you know, if this stuff really worked, we'd all look 10 years younger. And she gave me such a dirty look and zoomed off in her cart, and that was the end of that. She thought, I don't know what she thought, but so anyway, but I got some of this Boots stuff, and it was really good.
It's really good. It's really affordable. They're in 16 area Target stores. They are at Colorado Mills. And the great part is they're going to give you a $200 basket, and they're going to give you a makeover so you can learn sort of what you can do to improve. You know, we're all into age maintenance, you know, age management. I just want to manage my age well. Boots can help you.
Well, so just to let people know again, Style Matters will be broadcasting live tomorrow. It will be a remote, and it's at Colorado Mills. And where are you going to be? Are you going to be in the same place tomorrow for your remote as you are on the seminar on Tuesday night?
No, we're always in my favorite part of the mall, the food court, right next to the Cinnabon people. How, you know, how much better than that can you get?
Oh, my God. Are you going to be giving diet advice right next to the Cinnabon people?
I would never do that to anyone. I mean, no one has that much willpower, but we are going to be giving away pizza and fondue. Maybe we can coax the Cinnabon guys to get out of here.
I'm telling you, if I didn't have to give, I'm speaking tomorrow at the Zonta Authors Lunch at the Pinehurst Country Club, but if I didn't have to be there at 11:30, I think I'd be over at your place. This sounds like it's, yeah, you're going to have a lot of fun. So 10 to noon near Cinnabon tomorrow. Your program will be live. You'll be giving away lots of stuff. This is Style Matters. And then Judy and Evelinda will be appearing Tuesday evening, 5:30 p.m., Colorado Mills. And for that appearance, it's a seminar, a free seminar, high style at low prices. Bring something, if you can, something gently used that can be donated to the thrift shop that the Junior League runs. And it's on Englewood. But just bring it with you, and that's really your admission. And they're going to be giving away lots of gift certificates. And on that one, you will be right across from Saks at Colorado Mills.
Yes, and we look forward to seeing everyone there.
Well, I think it sounds great, and thank you so much, and thanks for the great job that both of you do.
You bet. Thanks, Enid. Have a good afternoon.
You too. Bye-bye. Thanks a lot, Evelinda. Evelinda Ehrman, so get out there. I would. You know what? It sounds like a lot of fun, and they are a lot of fun, and they are stylish without being intimidating about it. So I know they have lots of fans. Also, I want to let people know that I'm going to be the MC of an annual luncheon. It's the Zonta Authors Club, and there are four different authors that are going to be part of it. It's the whole thing is being underwritten by the, let's see if I have this right. It was formerly the Bank of Cherry Creek and now called American National Bank. It's a luncheon. I was there last year and I had to leave early because the war is just getting underway and we were working weekends and it was 24/7 sort of. So I could only stay a short period of time. They were kind enough to invite me back. And the four authors this year that are being featured are Carlene Bryce, Ricky Ducournay, Marisol Kanjal, I hope I'm saying these names correctly, Catherine Winograd, and it's called A Novel Affair, and this is honoring women writers, and so a lot of women who are writers attend this luncheon, and it's really a lovely event, and so I'll be there tomorrow from 11:30 to 2:30. This is the Pinehurst Country Club, and we have a phone number if you want to attend. Let me see if I can find the number here. It's somewhere in this mess of information I have. Let's try this one, 303-759-9466. Call Teresa Keneally and see if there are any places still available, and that is 303-759-9466. I guess I'm in today's Denver Daily News. J.D. brought it in, and I have to figure out where it is. But I'm going to be appearing in the Vagina Monologues, and that is for schedule for May 1. And it's a bunch of 19, it's going to be a non-actor performance of the Vagina Monologues. That's Saturday, May 1 at 7:30 p.m. And it's at the Avenue Theater. And as it gets closer, we're going to give away tickets. The Vagina Monologue, I play somebody who witnesses the birth of a child. So I guess I was worried about that. They'd have me saying things that I'll be embarrassed to say. But it sounds good. I haven't really looked over my lines yet, but it's about the miracle of birth is my part of the Vagina Monologues. And the Avenue Theater is at 417 East 17th Avenue. Tickets are $22. Portion of the proceeds are going to be donated to the Gateway Battered Women's Shelter, and discounts are available for men, groups, seniors, and students, but not for women. Oh, isn't that interesting? Men get a discount. Well, that's because they're soon going to be extinct. And that's because there's so much damage to the Y chromosome that in about 125,000 years or so, scientists in England say that men are going to be extinct. And recently, as if you've been listening to Enid Live, you know that a mouse was cloned with no male involvement whatsoever. It was like Heather has two moms. So this mouse was just, no males were involved in the creation of this particular mouse. And when I started to think about it, what are men good for anyway? Well, they take out the garbage, they fix things, and Last but not least, they leave the toilet seat up, and when it comes crashing down on them, then their Y chromosome gets more injured, and that's why they're going to be extinct in about 125,000 years, and that's the end of that. Plus, which they commit most of the crimes, and that's why there should probably be a tax on men. Because who's taking up most of the jail space? Who's involved with, who do we have to, you know, who do we have to administer those lethal injections to? Of usually very provocative verbs. I mean, it's men. They're causing a lot of trouble. 303-382-1150. We actually have serious things to talk about today, and we'll get on to that as we continue. We're going to be giving away tickets today to Diana Krall. In fact, why don't we do that right now? I have a pair of tickets to give away right now for Diana Krall for her July 13th show at Coors Amphitheater, formerly Fiddler's Green. The value of the tickets is about $80. If you don't know who Diana Krall is, she's fabulous. She's one of my favorites. She is a Grammy-winning jazz vocalist. I want you to be the sixth caller. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Talk on weekends while everyone else is in infomercials or ball games. We've got it for you, Saturdays and Sundays.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I'd like to hear it.
Check out our lineup. Hear both sides talk on AM 1150 KNRC. Hear the week's business news with the Ron Asana Show. Brought to you in part by Integra Financial. Call 303-220-5525. Ron Asana, noon till 3 Sundays. Exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC.
Windows. Doesn't it seem like everybody's in the window business these days? At Alpine Window and Door, they believe you deserve quality, value, and experience in your remodeling project. Alpine Window and Door has been serving the Denver area for nearly a quarter century, offering a large selection of fine vinyl and wood products by Weathershield, Anderson, Pella, Traco, and Therma-True. With so many choices, rely on Alpine's experienced staff to help you make the correct one. The Alpine Window and Door staff takes a sincere interest in your project, whether it's a standard window replacement or a complete redesign to create a whole new look. At Alpine Window and Door, their remodeling specialists are with you from the beginning to the end of your project. If you want for true value, quality, and experience from an established, proven company, call Alpine Window and Door at 303-431-1000. That's 431-1000. Or visit their convenient showrooms in Wheat Ridge or Highlands Ranch and speak with one of their experts. You'll be looking through windows a whole new way after you visit Alpine Window and Door.
This is Brenda Francis from Golden Triangle Wine and Spirits, here to talk to you about our new Frequent Buyer Card. Similar to those supermarket cards you already use, the Golden Triangle Frequent Buyer Card earns you merchandise. You already know about our great sale prices, our 5% and 10% discounts on cases of wine, and our 15% off Mondays. Now you can add to your savings with our Frequent Buyer Card. Our card is an addition to the discounts you already enjoy. Earn 1 point per dollar spent on any regularly priced item in the store. You earn 5% in merchandise each time you shop. Sale items qualify at a reduced point value, so promotional items earn merchandise too. We value our regular customers and strive to create an always exciting shopping experience. Sign up for our email newsletter at GoldenTriangleWines.com. Golden Triangle Wine and Spirits, southwest corner of 12th and Broadway in the old Metropolitan Antiques Building, 303-893-8437.
Tune in Saturday mornings from 10 to noon for Style Matters, sponsored locally by Denver Skin Aesthetics. Denver skincare experts offering Botox and Restylane. Style Matters entertains you each week with the latest in fashion and style. Hosted by Judy Schwartz and Evelinda Ehrman of the Style Matters column in the Rocky Mountain News. Listen to Style Matters each Saturday from 10 to noon, sponsored by Denver Skin Aesthetics, Denver skincare experts.
I'm Sue Herrera, CNBC Business Radio. Stocks are mixed at this hour. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 12, but the NASDAQ is up about 9. Blue chips have been taking a break today after yesterday's big rally. Investors may be getting nervous about interest rates again following today's strong report on manufactured goods. The Commerce Department says orders for those big-ticket items jumped more than expected last month. Good news for the economy, but it is also something that might prompt the Federal Reserve to consider hiking interest rates sooner. A federal judge has thrown out a nearly $1.3 billion jury verdict against Tyson Foods. Judge Lyle Strom said the cattleman who sued the nation's largest beef packer failed to produce evidence that Tyson illegally manipulated cattle prices. And prosecutors rested their case today in the retrial of Frank Quattrone. The former top investment banker is charged with obstruction of justice for allegedly using the destruction of documents that were relevant to a federal investigation. Sue Herrera, CNBC Business Radio.
How do you help keep health care affordable? By teaming up with physicians and their patients to find new ways to care for chronic conditions like diabetes and asthma. That's what many local Blue Cross and Blue Shield companies are doing to reduce medical complications and unnecessary costs. Harvard Medical School has recognized this is a promising way to improve quality and control the rising cost of health care. Learn more at bcbs.com. The Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association is an association of independent Blue Cross and Blue Shield companies.
Introducing new Nestle Coffee Mate Half and Half in a new easy pour container. That's quite enough, Cal. Thank you. So try new Coffee Mate Half and Half in utterly delicious hazelnut, new vanilla, and of course, original. Not moo, new. New Coffee Mate Half and Half. It's all the rich flavor you expect from coffee's perfect mate in a real dairy creamer. Look for the package in the refrigerator section. Good job.
Thirst for knowledge is quenched here. The most entertaining talk shows in Denver.
Hear both sides.
Hear both sides on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, I'm Doug Kelly. Join me weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
Russet brandy in a diamond glass. Everything is made from dreams. Time is made from honey, slow and sweet. Only the fools know what it means.
You are listening to Diana Krall. And I want to congratulate Carolyn from Lakewood for winning two tickets to Diana Krall's July 13 performance at Coors Amphitheater, formerly Fiddler's Green. But don't despair. We have two more pairs of tickets to give away. We will give away one pair of tickets in the next hour and a third pair of tickets in the 2 o'clock hour, in the third hour. So those tickets are worth about $80. For those of you, Diana Krall just got married to Elvis Costello. It was recent, I think, just in the last few months. Last November, says Sean McKenzie, who is keeping us on the air. And Elvis Costello is a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, but I've been a longtime fan of Diana Krall's. So we're giving way more tickets, and now we got to get down to business here. First of all, one of the things we've been talking about, and this is our Fabulous Friday show, so a lot of things are going into the pot today. One of the things we have been talking about is James Turney, Officer James Turney. He's getting a 10-month suspension. He thinks that's way too much, so he's going to appeal that suspension. I think he's lucky to get that 10-month suspension. He should be fired. He should not be part of the Denver Police Department. Well, a new development in the story. Here's this new... Joe says he should focus on job retraining. All right, here's the other thing. His father-in-law is reporting that Turney and the family are getting threats from the community. Well, nobody wants to encourage anybody to threaten anybody else. But I'm telling you, you know what? Grow a pair, James Turney, because you put yourself in this position. You are the one who shot dad, murdered two kids, and now you're wimping around about getting threats. Nothing compared to being shot dead. I think you're lucky to have a job, and I think that Turney ought to be fired. I think you ought to be encouraged to seek employment elsewhere. And I can't imagine that any police jurisdiction would hire this man. I don't see how they would do it with this cloud over him and with the kind of record that he has got. And so Denver is stuck with him, and they put him on suspension, and everybody else is all bent out of shape over it, and they've created some sort of a fund because it's 10 months without pay. Jim Turney, go get a job someplace else. Move elsewhere. And are we supposed to feel sorry for you because suddenly people are turning up the heat? Look what you have done to people's lives. You have ended two of them, and you have caused families to despair. And now we're supposed to feel sorry for you because you are bringing back to yourself what you have put out there? I don't think so. 303-332-1150. If anybody's a police officer and could give us some point of view about why the police are so solidly behind Turney, I would like to know, because I don't get it. I really don't understand it. I think he put himself in harm's way, and he could have removed himself from harm's way, and he didn't do it. And now there's a price to be paid for it. He didn't lose his life. Like the two people he caused to lose their lives, he shot them dead. Two kids. But Paul Childs was definitely not a threat to James Turney. And there were other ways to handle it. And he shot first and asked questions later. And now he's bitching about being put on 10-month suspension. And his father-in-law is bitching because there have been some threats to the family. Get a life. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. Dave calling from Arvada. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well.
Hey, I just wanted to mention, too, you know, there's all these officers that are protesting to, you know, for Turney, or, you know, James Turney. And maybe they should be fired also. And, you know, there's a lot of people
Dave, put your thinking cap on. Why should they be fired, too, if they're protesting? You're allowed to protest in this country. Unlike the John Ashcroft America
right.
that John Ashcroft envisions.
No,
in this country, you're allowed to protest, however wrongheaded you may be.
Well, let me rephrase that. Okay, if they want to protest, that's okay. But now, if they're threatening to not do their job over this, which is what they're doing.
Well, I haven't heard about that. There was a blue flu
right.
kind of undercurrent, but that
right.
hasn't materialized.
Oh, okay. Well, if that materializes, then I think they should be fired, and they could hire people that would serve and protect and not have a problem with that.
All right, Dave, I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. Also, one of the big stories, and I'm looking here at the front page of the Denver Post. I'm looking here at the front page of the Rocky Mountain News. I don't see a picture of those flag-draped coffins. I see a picture of the weather with what did one of you email me yesterday? That all the weather, most of the meteorologists are male, and when they promise you 8 inches, they really only mean one or two. So look at this. We didn't get the snowstorm that we thought were going to materialize. We got pictures of the snowstorm that didn't materialize, at least in Denver. But we didn't get pictures of those flag-draped coffins, except below the fold, New York Times, front page, photos of the war dead released on the Internet. The person who was responsible for taking these messages, taking these pictures and getting them out there, lost her job, and so did her husband, as one of you pointed out yesterday. The company that employed her is a Colorado Springs-based company. When you see these flag-draped coffins, it is not anymore an abstraction that X number of people died in the battle today. These are formerly flesh and blood people. These are dead bodies coming back. This is why the administration does not want you to see anything. They don't want you to see any of these pictures. The Pentagon lost its tight control over the images of coffins returning from Iraq, as about 350 such images were released under the Freedom of Information Act. See, they tried to put the kibosh on it yesterday, and then they were not able to do it. This is a Seattle newspaper published this photo, and there was one person who was an advocate. When you say one person can't make a difference, one person can make a difference. It was one person who is an advocate of First Amendment rights, and he filed a Freedom of Information thing, and he was able to secure the release of these photos. So here they are. These are the caskets that come into Dover. But here's what you do not see. These caskets are grisly enough and despairing enough to look at these and troubling to see. But what you don't see is the cargo planes loaded with people who can't walk anymore, loaded with spinal cord injuries, people with casualties that are horrible, people who whose lives will never be the same again. These are our troops, our men and women, who are doing our dirty work in Iraq. You do not see them. You do not see them being transported to intensive care units and to hospitals, taking up so much hospital space that they have to put them in hotels and other places because there's not enough room for them on some nights. And every night those planes land, and every night they disgorge many of these maimed bodies. And nobody is talking about that. It's easy for these armchair chicken hawks to sit back and say, well, you know what, your kids are going to fight that, or your brothers and sisters or your loved ones. You know, it's not my kids. Jenna and Barbara are not in there doing their military service. Let's put it that way. And neither are Dick Cheney's children. And neither was Dick Cheney when he had the chance, nor did George W. Bush. They're all a group of chicken hawks, happy to send your loved ones into battle, not theirs. 303-382-1150. My question, will these flag-draped coffins have as much effect as anything else that's gone on so that Bush's poll numbers remain about the same? Here's the story. He spent $50 million over the last month on TV ads, and all he got was a 2-3 point bounce. Which is the margin of error. 3-4 points is usually the margin of error in this polling. So it tells us that this is a very hot race, still a very neck and neck race. How much is it going to take for people to finally say enough, enough, enough? That this is a bad regime, that they haven't accomplished anything substantive. Except, look at dead bodies. They major in dead bodies coming back, maimed bodies coming back. They major in a terrible economy, a faltering economy, huge, unprecedented, historically troubling deficits, no exit strategy in Iraq. It's more and more of a quagmire. And is this a reason to reelect somebody president, is my question. 303-382-1150. What effect? I guess it's a little bit early to predict. What effect will these flag-draped coffins, now that we have pictures of them, what effect will these have? Those who love Bush, they're going to still love him no matter what. They'll rationalize it away. Those who hate him, it's just one more reason not to vote for Bush. What effect will these flag-draped coffins have on the swing voter? Are you a swing voter? Are you on the line? Do you see yourself as an independent? Those of you listening, if you're listening to me, I think you maybe have decided one way or another. But maybe you haven't. And if you are a swing voter, do these pictures push you in any direction? What will it take to push you in one direction or the other? What will it take to get you to vote for Kerry and to not vote for Bush is the question. 303-382-1150. I'm Ina Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is AM 1150 KNRC.
12:35, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Good afternoon. Light snow, 34 degrees. A 3-alarm fire at a Greenwood Village restaurant this morning. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Very, very sloppy drive all over town. The biggest freeway problem is southbound I-225. It's heavy from Iliff to Parker Road because of an accident. Apparently, cars are backing up on the freeway, taking the on-ramp from Parker Road to southbound I-225 to avoid the traffic congestion in there. Colfax actually experienced that downtown accident involving a light rail train. The D-line is still closed. To the best of our knowledge, detours are in place. Westbound Colfax at Broadway, 3 cars involved in a minor collision there. Get express front disc brake service to Pep Boys for just $49.99 after a mail-in rebate, or get up to a $50 mail-in rebate with our best Quiet Stop brake service. See the store for details, Pep Boys, parts service, and so much more. I'm Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center. You can hear Denver's best morning talk show host, Jimmy Lakey, Monday morning at 6 on AM 1150 KNRC.
60 firefighters responded to a 3-alarm fire at the Macaroni Grill restaurant in Greenwood Village this morning. The fire broke through the building's roof but didn't cause much structural damage. A duct system, though, will have to be replaced. There's lots of water and smoke damage, and a lot of food is going to have to be thrown out. This report brought to you by the Stanley Cup playoffs on ABC. A Denver man is being held for investigation of first-degree murder charges after Adams County Sheriff's deputies found the man standing over a woman identified as his girlfriend. The woman was bleeding from the chest, a handgun. Gun was spotted nearby. The woman was pronounced dead at the scene. Senator Ben Nighthorse Campbell is considering holding some oversight hearings on a possible tribal casino in Colorado. The Cheyenne and Arapaho tribes, currently in Oklahoma, want to build a casino in Colorado in exchange for their claim to 27 million acres of eastern Colorado. Watch the Stanley Cup playoffs Saturday at 1 exclusively on ABC. It's round 2 of the greatest tournament in sports. Watch the Stanley Cup playoffs Saturday at 1 exclusively on ABC. We'll check the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 12:38.
Well, Walter, it's almost over. Only one film left in Madstone Theater's Premier Pick series.
Yep, Tom, Going Out with a Bang with Songs from the Second Floor. I love the way it presents its themes in a non-linear, non-narrative fashion.
It's a little of Monty Python, a little of Samuel Beckett. These songs from the Second Floor are sung in the key of A for absurdist.
My favorite part's that scene where the magician makes a horrible mistake while sawing a man in half.
Or when that bankrupt businessman empties a truck full of crucifixes at the town dump.
And man, that traffic jam.
Denver drives drivers who have to battle T-Rex should see this movie. They'll realize they don't have it so bad.
Our audience discussion this weekend is going to be lively, to say the least.
This is Tom DeLappa and Walter Chow inviting you to go deeper into movies Saturday with Songs from the Second Floor, only at Madstone Theaters. In the future, tune in to Walter and me as we discuss the latest releases on Jim Conder's Culture Buzz Show, Saturday mornings at 9 a.m.
Songs from the Second Floor runs April 23rd through the 29th. For showtime and discussion schedules, visit MadstoneTheaters.com or call 303-752-3200.
Checking the KNRC weather forecast, occasional snow mixed with rain at times this afternoon, high temperature in the upper 30s, light snow likely tonight, that'll decrease after midnight, we'll drop down into the 20s, mostly cloudy, there's still a slight chance of some scattered snow showers tomorrow, then partly cloudy by tomorrow afternoon, we'll top out in the mid 50s, light snow 34 degrees now, KNRC news time is 12:39, I'm Tim McLaughlin, our next news at 1 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Get rid of high monthly house payments. Take advantage of some of the best interest rates in history, as low as 3.25%. Then call Western State Mortgage at 888-617-5255 and get a loan package custom tailored for your individual needs and lower your payment by hundreds of dollars per month. Start your 2004 with a financing solution from Western State Mortgage. Whether it's debt consolidation or home refinancing, Western State Mortgage supports independent radio right here in Denver and Colorado. Call and mention this ad. If they complete your loan, they'll donate $250 to the Colorado Multiple Sclerosis Society. Western State Mortgage will guarantee your experience will be positive, so start your 2004 off right and call them now at 888-617-5255 or visit them online at westernstatemortgage.com to get your free rate quote and good faith estimate. 888-617-5255. Call them now, 888-617-5255. Western State Mortgage, your local refinance partner.
Get your free AM 1150 KNRC coffee mug by going to our website, knrcradio.com, knrcradio.com, and then unlimited free refills at Sugar Beet Cafe with your mug. Just another way to say thanks for listening to AM 1150 KNRC. Goldstein Show continues on AM 1150 KNRC.
12:41 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. And I want to let you know that Doug Kellett's show is going to be on the road today. They were at Boulder yesterday. See you and today. Texas Roadhouse Restaurant in Littleton. It's at 10064 West San Juan Way near C-470 and Kipling. So, Doug, you can join Doug today live. He's going to be doing a remote from the Texas Roadhouse Restaurant, and that is from 3 to 6. Go there, have something to eat. You'll have a lot of fun. We're talking about the photos of the flag-draped coffins and what a stir that has made and how the White House doesn't want you to see those. And I'm wondering whether they're going to have any effect, and particularly, will they have an effect on the swing voter? 303-382-1150. If you're a Bush supporter, I don't think they're going to have an effect on you because I don't think there's anything that any horrendous atrocity that can happen that is going to sway you from voting for George W. Bush. I think where there is going to be a possibility of voting for Bush is for the moderate Republican, somebody who's not happy with the fiscal policies. Also, this is not, I think, good news for the administration, but maybe it too will blow over. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission voted yesterday, and it's three Republicans to one Democrat. And this is what they voted to do. They voted to allow employers to reduce or eliminate health benefits for retirees when they become eligible for Medicare at the age of 65. The agency approved a final rule saying that such cuts do not violate the civil rights law banning age discrimination. The vote was 3-1, with Republicans lining up in favor of the rule and the one Democrat opposing it. Employers and some labor unions supported the change, but AARP, which represents millions of Americans 50 and over, strenuously objected. The new rule creates a potentially explosive political issue because it will create anxiety for many of the 12 million Medicare beneficiaries who also receive health benefits from their former employers. And I don't know if you've had to do this with your parents and people who are on Medicare, but they need supplemental policies, I think. I think that's the way that goes. I remember my mom did. And I think that a lot of these health benefits from your company when you retire, when you're 65 and older, provide the supplemental benefit that you need to supplement what Medicare does not provide. Several commission members said that employers were more likely to continue providing health benefits to retirees under 65 if they were allowed to reduce or eliminate benefits for those 65 or older. Can I tell you something? Not going to happen. They always say, well, we can do more for the people under 65 if we can cut the over 65s loose. They're not going to do anything for anybody. They're going to try and get away as cheaply as they possibly can. So it's not going to have an effect. What you're going to do is you're going to cut the over 65s loose, and the under 65s are not going to get anything more. That's my prediction. This rule is going to allow employers to reduce or eliminate retiree health benefits for anyone over the age of 65. More than 12 million Medicare beneficiaries currently receive retiree health benefits from employers and could potentially be affected. So if you are somebody in this category and you have been pro-Bush, does this cause you to rethink the issue? So here's another way in which people are getting screwed. Now notice, companies like Halliburton are making a ton of money. People like Cheney and Bush get huge tax cuts. People even more money than Cheney and Bush get even huger tax cuts. Warren Buffett, perhaps the second richest man in America, or next to Bill Gates, says that he doesn't think it's fair. He doesn't think it's fair for his receptionist to pay a higher tax rate, not more money in the aggregate, but a higher tax rate than he himself has to pay. That's not fair. That's not what this country is founded on, but you're seeing the country gutted. In every single way, got it. 303-382-1150. And then the New York Times is reporting how the Saudis are supporting the jihad in Iraq, but they are not supporting any kind of jihad. They're not supporting the violence that's going on in Saudi Arabia. Kind of interesting. And still in all, you have now John Kerry, who's having to defend an SUV in his driveway. He has been concentrating on the oil deal that was allegedly made with the Saudis and the Bush administration so that as we get closer to the election, gasoline prices will drop. Maybe that's why they're spiking so high now, to compensate for the drop that they're going to try to implement as we get closer to the election. The highest prices that they've ever been, is that my recollection, in Colorado? And they're inching toward $3 a gallon in California. And so John Kerry has made a deal out of this. And so guess what? John Kerry is now the target of some investigations because there was an SUV parked in his driveway. Now they're going to get on him because there was an SUV parked in his driveway. And he says it's not his. He says it belongs to somebody in his family. It's a family SUV, but it's not his. So can you imagine that? Can you imagine that here he is being singled out, the Republicans are going to go after him because he's got an SUV in his driveway? Will that even gain traction? It might. It might, because people are so lazy, I think. They're apathetic, or they have been. But I think that what's going on in Washington has caused a lot of people to come forward and want to do something. So do something. Get involved. Write a check. Donate money. Donate time. Do something. Get people to vote who wouldn't have voted. Register new voters. Be sure you can take people to the polls who have no way to get there. Get involved in some way. 303-382-1150. And here, the latest out of CU, a woman who says that University of Colorado football player raped her in 2001 challenged recent statement by football coach Gary Barnett on Thursday, repeating her claim that he intimidated her into not pressing charges. We don't know her name yet, and we don't know the name of the player who allegedly raped her, but her charge contradicts Barnett's assertion that he would give his player emotional support if he denied the rape allegation. He did not say that he would support the player emotionally. He just said that he would support him, the woman calling herself Jane Doe said. She said that Barnett told her that if I did press charges, my life would change. She said that Barnett's words did intimidate me and did convince me not to press charges. I believe that I would go through a painful and difficult ordeal, and probably at the end the player would not be convicted because it would be my word against his, and he would have the support of Mr. Barnett and the CU football program behind him. I'm sure that that's exactly what would have happened. She was probably very wise not to go through with those allegations. Now is a more propitious time for her to come forward, now when there are so many other allegations. I think that along with James Turney, who has to be fired, Coach Barnett has got to be fired. And I think this puts into question Elizabeth Hoffman, Chancellor Binney. It puts into, or have I got his title right? Maybe he's not the chancellor. Elizabeth Hoffman has to, her role is in question. Binney is in question. Tharp has to be fired. They really have to clean house. Otherwise, nobody will take them very seriously. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
He's standing up for you.
Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Lynn Ferguson Live, Sunday nights at 6, exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC.
Quiznos introduces more low-carb choices than anyone on the planet. Quiznos low-carb toasty flatbreads. The best taste, the most low-carb options, only at Quiznos Subs.
Windows. Doesn't it seem like everybody's in the window business these days? At Alpine Window and Door, they believe you deserve quality, value, and experience in your remodeling project. Alpine Window and Door has been serving the Denver area for nearly a quarter century, offering a large selection of fine vinyl and wood products by Weathershield, Anderson, Pella, Traco, and Therma-True. With so many choices, rely on Alpine's experienced staff to help you make the correct one. The Alpine Window and Door staff takes a sincere interest in your project, whether it's a standard window replacement or a complete redesign to create a whole new look. At Alpine Window and Door, their remodeling specialists are with you from the beginning to the end of your project. If you want for true value, quality, and experience from an established, proven company, call Alpine Window and Door at 303-431-1000. That's 431-1000. Or visit their convenient showrooms in Wheat Ridge or Highlands Ranch and speak with one of their experts. You'll be looking through windows a whole new way after you visit Alpine Window and Door.
Hi, it's John Rizzi, editor of Colorado Avid Golfer magazine. Do you love golf as much as I do? If so, join me and physical golf's Neil Walkadoff for On the Tee every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on 1150 KNRC. We'll talk about how to play, where to play, and what to play. We'll go inside the tour, across the state, and around the country, bringing in guests from the world of golf. And we'll take your calls, too, even give you a shot at winning something. So join our twosome every Saturday morning at 8 on the Tee at 1150 KNRC.
This is a test of the emergency alert system. This is only a test. This is a coordinated test of the emergency alert system by broadcast stations and cable systems in your area. If this had been an actual emergency, an official message would have followed the alert tone. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
The KNRC Community Commitment.
Eat to your heart's content on Thursday, April 29th. Dining Out for Life Day. More than 250 Denver Boulder area restaurants will donate 25% of food sales to Project Angel Heart, a nonprofit organization providing nutritious, home-delivered meals to people living with HIV/AIDS, cancer, and other life-threatening illnesses. To learn more about Project Angel Heart, volunteer opportunities, or the list of participating restaurants, visit www.projectangelheart.org.
AM 1150 KNRC invites you to expand your world by attending the 2004 KeyBank Denver Distinguished Lecture Series. Tickets are still available for our next featured speaker, Steve Forbes. Steve Forbes will be speaking on Monday, May 17th at Betcher Concert Hall at the Denver Center for the Performing Arts. For information, visit knrcradio.com. The KeyBank Distinguished Lecture Series is a program of junior achievement and is sponsored in part by AM 1150 KNRC.
Where is Justin?
Where is Justin?
A roving man about town could soon be in your neighborhood. And if you want us at your event, let us know by calling AM 1150 KNRC and ask for Justin.
What's going on here?
Hear where he'll be next by listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
From 9 to midnight here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
12:52 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock, and we're talking about a lot of things. It's kind of a potpourri today. First of all, we're talking about the threats that James Turney is allegedly receiving, according to his father-in-law. And I'm thinking to myself, Fretz. Gosh, I mean, he mowed down two kids, and he's worried about threats? Has he got a clue? He's so lucky that he got suspended for 10 months and he should have been fired. And he's complaining about threats and he's going to appeal his 10-month suspension? And if they modify that, I'm really going to be furious. Now, I'm not hearing from people about this. Is it that are you on attorney overload here? Have you had enough of the Paul Childs case? Is that the story here? I really think that James Turney is symptomatic of what has to be going on in the Denver Police Department and that he has had so much support. And there they were going to Mayor Hickenlooper yelling chicken looper and thinking they would get a hearing as a result of it. Well, there's a nice calling card for you. Those of you who are in the Denver Police Department, if you want to call anonymously, if you are members, family, friends, and you support Turney, I particularly want to hear why that's the case. Do you believe that he's being made to take the fall for something that's endemically or systemically wrong in the department or wrong in government or wrong in the oversight of the department? But Denver Police Department is becoming the butt of a lot of national profiles on national TV. So what's the real story here? I'm offended every time I read something about James Turney. He could not get a job. I am convinced that no serious police jurisdiction would even want to hire somebody who is so as tainted as he is. And we are stuck with him? And everybody's supporting him? Give me a break. 303-382-1150. And then you've got Barnett, Coach Barnett. What is it about Denver? What is it about the power structure that rallies around Governor Owens, for example, and doesn't want even a hint, even a little stink of the extramarital rumors that are wafting around that man? And then you have the power structure trying to protect the Turneys of this world, trying to protect the Owenses of this world, trying to rebut trying to protect the Coach Barnetts of this world, all of them trying to protect themselves at the expense of the students that they are supposed to be protecting, the police department trying to protect itself at the expense of the population it is charged with protecting. This is what you've got going on here, a kind of greediness, a kind of selfishness, a kind of me-firstness, that this is not what a democracy was built on. I want to tell you something about the state of California where I lived for so long. One of the things that made it great initially, and I don't know if it still is, that's up for debate, but one of the things that really made it great is that it had a great public university system. And people would graduate from that system. And instead of trying to take a good education from, let's say, UC Berkeley or UCLA or UC Santa Cruz or whatever, well, Santa Cruz didn't exist at that time, and I'm talking about in the 40s or so, 50s, after the war, people would take that first-class education, and they would go back, and they would be involved in government jobs, and so that you had a very high level of government that was not corrupt in those days. It was smart. They put into place really good policies. They cared about having a quality public education system. You don't have that kind of thinking anymore. You have people graduating, if they're lucky enough to go to the really good schools, you have them going to those good schools, and the minute they're out, they want to maximize what they can make. Very few of them say, you know what, I've had a first-class education. I think I'm going to come back and teach in an inner-city school. I think I'm going to apply my first-class education and teach in a public school or go to work for the government and apply, you know, whether it's state government or city government or federal government, and share this great, perhaps, public education that I have had. You don't see a lot of that anymore. People want to go to Wall Street. They want to make as much as they possibly can. Maybe they're going to go to law school. They're going to try and maximize what they can make. They're going to go to Silicon Valley, or they were going to go to Silicon Valley before that whole tech bubble burst. And they want to make as much money as they can, because there's a kind of, as we pay lip service to living in a democracy, as we pay lip service to, you know, sharing with the least of us, the truth of the matter is we're all out for ourselves. Corporations, perhaps even more so, they don't want to pay any taxes. They want us, individual taxpayers, to pick up their slack. They want to get away with doing as little as possible, but they want to reap as much out of the system as they possibly can do it. There's something really wrong with that kind of thinking. And you can only do that for so long before you gouge the guts out of the whole system, before there are no innards left. And that, I think, is what this administration is doing. So when you see, look at the larger picture here. Look at the James Turney. It's not just the James Turney story. It's not just the Coach Barnett story. It's not just the flag-draped coffin story. It paints a picture. It paints a picture of manipulation. It paints a picture of a culture of silence. It's people trying to protect themselves who have been charged with protecting you or your children in the case of Barnett. He had a thriving athletic department going. And I'm going to tell you something. If his stats were better, there probably wouldn't be this investigation. They probably would have figured out a way to keep it all secret, sweep it under the rug. That's what they've been doing for a lot of years now. Eventually, secrets don't stay secrets. Maybe not in the same generation. Sometimes secrets don't emerge for a few generations, sometimes even hundreds of years. We are learning the secrets of thousands of years ago about how people live because we have these dating DNA and dating. We're learning the secrets of murders that occurred decades ago because we have DNA. Or rapes or crimes that were committed. And we can find out about early humans that existed zillions of years ago because we now have these new modern dating techniques and so on. So eventually things that are secrets do come to light, are revealed. Sometimes they're revealed immediately. Sometimes it takes a generation. Sometimes it takes a decade. But eventually they come to light. So all this stuff about Barnett coming to light now. All the filth in the athletic department coming to light now. What do we have an administration doing? Focusing on Janet Jackson's nipples. Preventing you from seeing the returning coffins. Thinking that they can keep this a secret at least until the election. I hope that that's not the case, and I hope more and more of you wake up. And if you listen to Enid Live, I'm trying to be an alarm clock here, ringing every day from noon to 3 on AM 1150 KNRC. And you can call, make yourselves heard, affect the dialogue. It's a virtually free phone call for anybody calling the show, 303-382-1150. Two more hours of Enid coming up right here on AM 1150 KNRC. More Diana Krall tickets that we're going to be giving away.
Hear Colorado talk. This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Inglewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 1 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Bob Kerr at the White House. Ariel Sharon had promised President Bush not to kill Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat, but today the Israeli Prime Minister says that vow is null and void. It's the strongest signal yet Arafat could be a target. Officials here tell me Sharon's decision is unhelpful. One calls it incendiary. NBC's Carl Rochelle says U.S. officials have rethought a policy that prohibited members of Saddam Hussein's Ba'ath Party from holding important jobs in Iraq.
Paul Bremer, the U.S. administrator in Iraq, says they're going to change that policy now and allow former members of the Ba'ath Party to hold government positions, military positions, and teaching positions.
Critics say it's not safe to let Ba'athists return to power. And a radical Muslim cleric says he'll order suicide attacks if U.S. troops move against the Iraqi city of Najaf, where he is holed up.
I'm Bob Kerr, NBC News Radio.
I love driving at night. The darkness sort of encapsulates you in your car, and you come over the hill, and all of a sudden there's this vast sea of lights. It's like a sailor just catching that gust of wind, and there's something that's at once peaceful and kind of reassuring when you can see the world sort of out in front of you like that. It's as if for just one moment you kind of know where you're going, even though you really don't.
Jockey, what's in your comfort zone? Tell your story at jockey.com.
Don't miss the final days of the JCPenney lowest prices of the season sale with our lowest prices throughout the store. Save big with all new buy one get one for just a dollar specials. Plus, enter our Super Spring Sweepstakes for your last chance to win a $100,000 grand prize or one of $2,100 JCPenney gift cards. Hurry in for the JCPenney lowest prices of the season sale. It all ends Saturday. JCPenney. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sale ends April 24th.
Winner of 8 Associated Press Awards for Journalistic Excellence, including Best Newscast, award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon. Light snow, 34 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. There was a 3-alarm fire in Greenwood Village this morning. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic. Here's Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Newest problem of many is an injury accident southbound I-25 at Quincy Avenue. The Quincy Avenue Bridge there, fire equipment rolling in there to check for injuries. Also an accident on the ramp from east from Hamden Avenue to northbound I-25. A little bit of a delay for you there. Colfax and Broadway downtown, watch for a 3-car accident blocking the left lane. Everything else around town is just wet and sloppy and very, very slow. So take your time, be patient, allow a little extra space between you and the car in front. Right now, Pep Boys Express brand name oil change is just $16.88. Choose Castrol, Pennzoil, Valvoline, Quaker State, or others. Job's done in a half hour or less, or it's free. See the store for details. Pep Boys, parts, service, and so much more. I'm Steve Smith from the KNRC Traffic Center.
A three-alarm fire at the Macaroni Grill restaurant in Greenwood Village this morning brought out 60 firefighters to battle the blaze. Andy Lyon with the South Metro Fire says investigators have determined how that blaze started.
It appears that the fire started in a grill that contained a large amount of grease that had accumulated over time.
Lyon says while the fire broke through the building's roof, there wasn't much structural damage. About 60 employees are affected, and attempts are being made to find temporary employment at other Macaroni Grills around the metro area for them. This report brought to you by the Denver Post. While some areas got up to 17 inches of snow, the current storm hasn't turned out to be as fierce as first expected. Forecaster Byron Lewis, with the National Weather Service, is asked when the snow will taper off.
We should see snow throughout much of the afternoon. It should start tapering off in some cases towards evening, but most areas will see it ending just after midnight.
Meanwhile, just in case heavy wet snow knocks down tree branches and power lines, XL Energy has extra crews standing by, as we hear from XL spokesman Mark Stutz.
We do have extra crews both for repairs of downed lines, downed poles, whatever, and also for tree trimming at our disposal in the event we need them, but we really haven't had to call many folks out to extra crews out today. It's been quiet to the point of almost being scary.
There was an outage in Boulder earlier today, but that was due to equipment failure unrelated to the storm. A Denver man is being held for investigation of first-degree murder charges. Adams County Sheriff Sergeant Lewis Dixon says about 2 this morning, deputies were sent to the 8,000 block of Downing Drive in Thornton. That's where they found 25-year-old Luis Beruman standing over a woman identified as his girlfriend, 26-year-old Crystal Duran, also of Denver. She was bleeding from the chest and was pronounced dead at the scene. A handgun was spotted nearby. Dixon says the couple was visiting relatives in Thornton. In sports, weather permitting, the Colorado Rockies will start a 3-game homestand against the Houston Astros tonight. If the game gets postponed, it's likely the Rocks and Astros will play a doubleheader over the weekend. Yesterday's game between Colorado and L.A. shortened to 6 innings, with the Rocks winning 7-1. The AFL playoffs are just around the corner, and the Colorado Crush have themselves in good position for a playoff spot. Tonight, the Crush host the Grand Rapids Rampage at the Pepsi Center. Denver Broncos have the 17th pick in the first round and 10 picks overall in the NFL draft starting tomorrow at 10 o'clock in the morning Denver time. Remember that AM 1150 KNRC is your official station for the NFL draft, with live reports from the draft site from CBS and Westwood One. Sunday's Daily Deal is a dollar off a gas purchase at participating Shell stations. Look for it only in Sunday's Denver Post on the weather page. Start your day with the Daily Deal. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is next. KNRC News Time is 106.
As America continues its war on terrorism, AM 1150 KNRC is here with you.
The only way to defeat terrorism as a threat to our way of life is to stop it, eliminate it, and destroy it where it grows.
We'll update you when the government issues an alert, and this is the best place to talk about it. Talk about it. Hear both sides. AM 1150 KNRC.
Everybody said, go to MedVet. I asked everybody in Colorado, where's the best place for a truck or auto? To get the best deal, you gotta use your head. Everybody said, go to MedVet.
MedVet Chevrolet has discounts up to $13,000 and 0% financing for up to 60 months on select cars and trucks with approved credit. Choose from rows and rows of great Chevy Tahoes and Suburbans, Silverados, and the all-new Chevy Colorado pickup. MedVet even has the limited edition Chevrolet SS. Everything is ready for immediate delivery and at a MedVet big box price.
Everybody says go to MedVet.
With rebates and incentives on just about every truck MedVet sells, you can save thousands. Chevrolet, an American revolution. At the giant MedVet Autoplex on the I-25 corridor to part the 181 ramp, Castle Rock. And on I-70 in Wheat Ridge. Exit Kipling, exit Ward, but exit the giant MedVet Autoplex. From the western slope to Kansas, Wyoming to New Mexico.
Everybody said go to MedVet.
Yeah.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. The radar picture shows a lot more activity south and east of us, but the snow is going to continue, and our winter storm warning will remain in effect until midnight. We'll top out around 34 for the high today. We could pick up maybe as much as an inch as it continues tonight with a low of 27. It'll be partly sunny, milder on Saturday, a high of 54, and we've got sunshine in low 60s by Sunday, 70 by Monday. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
Light snow and 34 degrees now. KNRC News Time is 108. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 135 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
108, 8 minutes after 1 o'clock. Welcome to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. I'm looking at it outside, and there's just a slight dusting of snow, so that 8 inches. Male weathercasters always promising you 8 inches, giving you maybe one. Oh, I have so many things to tell you. I don't know. Where do I start here? First of all, we're going to give away in this hour and also in the next hour, we're going to give away a pair of tickets. We have two more pairs of tickets left to give away for Diana Krall's concert, July 13. The tickets don't go on sale actually until tomorrow. So if you're not one of the lucky winners, and I think you have a better chance of winning Diana Krall tickets than you do of winning the lotto, they go on sale tomorrow, and it's for a concert that's going to be held on July 13, 7:30 p.m. at Coors Amphitheater, formerly Fiddler's Green. The value of the ticket's $80. She's just think she's great. She's really one of my faves. I have most of her CDs. She is now the wife of Elvis Costello, but she's a great jazz singer and Grammy Award winning, and I don't know, there's just something great about her work. I am also going to be hosting this Saturday, tomorrow, let me see if I can give you all the information here. And this is for the Zonta Club. This is Zonta Authors Club. And it's going to be at the Pinehurst Country Club tomorrow. And if you want to join us, we would love to have you. And you can phone 303-759-9466 for information. It's a luncheon from 11:30 to 2:30. There are four authors. It is going to be underwritten by the American National Bank. There are a lot of people. I met a lot of really wonderful people there last year. And so that's going on this Saturday, tomorrow, and I'm going to be emceeing that. So J.D. McCartney and I are going to be out there, and I hope to see you there as well. And this really supports writers, women who are writers and women authors and so on. If you care about writing at all, this is a wonderful group of women. And I think it's Jefferson County branch of Zonta. So that's tomorrow between 11:30 and 2:30. I will be emceeing the luncheon, where there will be four authors present. And if you want to join us, I don't know if tickets are available, but you can call and find out, 303-759-9466. And also, I want to thank the Denver Daily News. They ran my picture today, talking about that I'm going to be featured in the Vagina Monologues. And I guess some of you are already calling the theater. They're expecting a sellout. This is the Avenue Theater. So I hope that that's the case. And we're going to give away a few tickets to that as well as we get closer. But that is a May 1 Saturday night, May 1 at the Avenue Theater, and it's a non-actors performance of the Vagina Monologue, so there are going to be a lot of different people around, and my part is going to be, I witnessed the birth of a baby, and that's, I saw some of my lines, and I hope you don't want your money back, but it's the Avenue Theater, 417 East 17th Avenue, Denver. Tickets are $22. Portion of the proceeds go to the Gateway Battered Women's Shelter. Discounts are available for men, for groups, for seniors, for students. If you want to reserve tickets for the performance, call 303-321-5925, 303-321-5925. And then finally, I want to let you know that a week from Thursday, next Thursday, is Evil Companions. And that is jointly sponsored by the Tattered Cover Bookstore and by the Oxford Hotel. And the recipient of it's a literary award. The recipient will be Richard Ford, Pulitzer Prize-winning writer. He's going to be our guest on Monday's show. I'm going to be at Evil Companions. It is from 6 to 9 next Thursday at the Oxford Hotel. The money will benefit the public library, and God bless them. They need all the help they can get over there, including a new set of brains running it. Call the library at 720-865-2049, 720-865-2049. Tickets are $50 per person. If you're a student, $30. The money goes to benefit the Denver Public Library, and you're helping to support a wonderful literary endeavor. It should be a lovely evening, and it's also supported by Coors Brewing Company and by the Wine Coop Brewery. So that is next Thursday night, Evil Companions Literary Award. We will have Richard Ford on next Monday. Wednesday, we're going to be joined by a couple of blockbuster authors, Ridley Pearson. He's got a brand new book out called The Body of David Hayes. He writes a popular Lou Bolt detective series. He's sold millions and millions and millions of books, and also Pulitzer Prize winner Susan Laurie Parks to discuss her national bestseller, Getting Mother's Body. Both of them will be in studio. We'll be joined by singer-songwriter Marshall Chapman, whose work has been recorded by Emmylou Harris and Jimmy Buffett and Joe Cocker and Tanya Tucker and Winona and lots of other people. Thursday, Peter B. Collins, if you're a Bay Area person, you know who he is, and Tom Rosenstiel, going to be discussing the state of the news media and where we can get really reliable information. Well, start by Enid Live here, noon to 3 on AM 1150 KNRC. So those are some of the announcements. We have lots of announcements. What we've been talking about is a generation of people who are more interested in protecting themselves and their jobs, whether it's George W. Bush, whether it's Coach Barnett, whether it is Jim Turney in the department. They want to protect themselves, but are they protecting us is the question. And one story that I've been following very closely, and this is the Jack Kelly story. Have you been following this in USA Today? He fabricated for a dozen years. He was one of their star reporter, their major reporter, and it turns out he fabricated, lied, made up stories for the last dozen years, and they finally caught him out. And here was a significant detail, and as a result, not only was he fired or allowed to resign, but the big editor there had to go, and a couple of other editors are also on the way out. Kelly, the guy who lied, cheated, made up his stories, and was their star, was, quote, a devout Christian who once told the magazine that he was drawn to journalism because, quote, God had called me to proclaim truth. Why he perpetrated these frauds remains a mystery. But he calls himself a devout Christian, and he managed to lie and cheat and do the worst kinds of things. And I don't mean to diss Christianity, because I see that Christianity and Judaism, Catholicism, it's all part of the same continuum. I really think we're all connected here. But Kelly, these people who are religious fanatics who think that their God is talking to them through their molars, like our president, God, watch out for them, because they're the ones who turn into the biggest cheaters and liars and thieves. 303-382-1150, you may wish to comment. J.R. calling on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid. Your first time caller?
Yeah, I am. Oh, I'm calling from Colorado Springs.
Wait a minute, we have something for you, J.R.
Oh.
You, nice. You get a kiss.
Nice. No, I listen to your show all the time while I'm driving in my truck, and I always want to get involved in some of your topics, and seems like I can't get through or whatever. But anyway, I'm glad I got through. And you know what? I totally agree with you, but I'd just like to throw out a couple comments.
What is it that you're agreeing with me about?
I agree with, you know, so many people, not just corporate companies, but, you know, Martha Stewart, Quest, all these companies, plus individual people, baseball players, basketball players, they're all out for themselves. How much money can I get? And I understand, you know, our society, America, is about profit margin. But how much is...
Well, it has become the bottom line. And there was one person who was not out for himself, and he died today. And that was ex-NFL player Pat Tillman.
Right.
He could have had millions of dollars and a very lucrative career, and instead he didn't, and they offered him to go in as an officer. He didn't even have to go in, but he decided that this is what he wanted to do, and he said no, he wasn't going in as an officer. He went in, I think, as a specialist, and he was making $18,000 a year, and he lost his life. He died.
Right, and that's very, very unfortunate. But at the same time, we got to look at people like that are in the limelight, Enron, Martha Stewart. So many of these people took these people, other people's money that worked very hard for it, for their future, and wanted the profit for themselves, or had to get out before it took a little fall,
and they didn't care how many people they screwed. But what is it? I mean, this has now become, we heard Ivan Boesky and other people say, I think in the late 80s, greed is good. People would never have admitted to being greedy because it's such a bad value, and now people are almost proud to parade their greed.
Yeah, but look at, I mean, I don't know your age, but I was raised in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and now today I look around, and I have children of all ages, and I look around and our kids in junior high, I would say half of them are carrying cell phones. Kids are driving when they're a freshman. That was never heard of, and they don't drive crummy cars. They drive really nice cars. And I think the
well,
way
so what are you saying about the cell phones and the nice cars that kids are driving?
Here's what I'm saying about a new type, and you and I are not going to be able to see this for years and years to come, But we're raising, I was raised, you know, where you could sit on your porch and you don't have to worry about locking your door, and you can drink iced tea and chat with the neighbors. And if you go over to your neighbor's house to discuss something about your kids, you didn't get shot and you didn't get yelled at. You talked about things. But today's society, and I'm 47 years old, by the way, but today's society, we're about looking good. You got to look like the model. You got to look like this. You got to have that. If you don't, you're not cool. And I think we're raising a type of society that is about materialistic things.
We are raising a type of society that's even worse than that. It's worse than simple materialism.
Yeah,
the kind of society we have become is that money matters more than anything else.
Exactly.
It matters more than your health. If in the medical care industry, money matters more than anything. People will do anything for it. If it happens that they run a company and they screw a lot of seniors and their retirement portfolios, and now seniors who thought that they were retired are now working at the mall for minimum wages, they don't care. People are only because money is the bottom line. I think that is what has happened. And I think that has to be looked at. It's one of those dirty little things that's operative in the society, but nobody's talking about it.
But you know what? Unfortunately, and I totally 100% agree with you, and I think most of your listeners will as well, but you know what? I don't think we can change this roller coaster ride that we're on. I really don't think we can, because it's going to take a whole...
Well, I hope you're wrong about that, but in my cynical moments, I tend to think that maybe there's something to it. Because look at the war, look at how the Bush support has pretty much solidified, no matter, there's one damaging revelation after another, and people aren't bothering to either read a newspaper, or they're too dumb to get what they look at when they are reading the newspaper. And so you are seeing a regime right now that stands for every single horrible thing that you have just delineated, and people are going to vote for it. So if that's the case, if that continues, then we really have gone over the edge, and I don't know if there's any turning back in this lifetime.
And that's exactly what I'm saying. If I don't think, unfortunately, I mean, I'll be dead and gone. But remember,
are you going to do anything to? Are you going to donate time, volunteer time, or money, or something to get this? You know, in the election.
You know what? I really don't like, and I hate to, you know, bring up political things, but I really don't care for Bush, and I really, this Kerry guy just scares me. It's something about him. He's smiling.
You're not going to vote for Kerry? You're good.
I am not, and I don't like Bush as
well. Wait a minute. You're not going to vote for Kerry? You've just done this whole dissertation on greed, and you can't bring yourself to vote for Kerry? Because if you don't do anything, Bush is going to get elected, reelected.
Well, you know, I don't think Bush is going to get in.
Wait a minute. You called me, JR, to tell me that the state of the country is that we're in perilous times, and you're not even going to bother to vote because you don't think Kerry's the right one, but you can't bring yourself to vote for Bush. JR, you have really, you're being so passive here, and you are a symbol of what's wrong with this country. You think that it's not in your hands. You can make a difference. You can't just call me up and bitch about how selfish everybody is. You got to do something.
Oh no, I'm not gonna.
You got to vote. You got to vote for Kerry. If you vote for Bush, that's the end of it. And if you don't vote for anybody, you might as well be voting for Bush because he'll get reelected.
Yeah, no, and I understand what you're saying.
JR, you can't be passive. It's not enough to call and vent. You have to do. You can't. It's what I tell my girlfriends when they meet a new guy. Don't listen to what they say. Turn the sound down and listen and watch what they do. I don't want to hear what you have to say. As much as I value your phone call, I'm delighted that you called today. I want to know what you're going to do and report back, and I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. Now, isn't that amazing? Here's a guy who's really passionate. He thinks that the values that we're involved in this country going downhill quickly, and yet when it comes to voting, he's not going to bother. Because he can't vote for Bush, and, well, Kerry scares him. Well, why would Kerry scare anybody? Kerry's going to be a better choice than Bush. Whatever his flaws are, he's going to be a better president. And if he's not good enough, we get him out the next time. But at least you're going to have a semblance of a country left if you have Kerry, and you're going to have nothing much left if you have Bush. 303-382-1150. Barbara calling on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid. Barbara.
Oh, hi.
Hi, welcome.
Enid, I am so glad that you are on the air. I love your program, and I think you should hire me for marketing because I've told more people about your program.
Oh, thank you, Barbara.
Anyway,
I really appreciate that.
Okay, there's so many things running through my mind. One is what you're just talking about. I went from a psychologist to a life coach, a professional and personal life coach. And right now I'm working with two executives, and it's about people. What we're talking about now is for them to contemplate what are they doing and why are they doing it versus I just need to get to the top. We're now talking about life balance. We're talking about priorities, values, what's meaningful to them.
Why did they engage you? Were they asking these questions of themselves and trying to find more meaning in their lives and trying to find more balance, or were they sort of directed to do this by their bosses?
Well, it is interesting. I'm in executive coach training, so part of their leadership program offers them this coaching. So they didn't seek me out per se, but as we've been working together, it's like it's been moving from, you know, my work situation to who am I and what's important in my life. And so what I'm wanting to say is that if each one of us, you can't change someone if they don't want to hear it and they don't want to do anything. But we can talk about, you know, important things in our life and what's meaningful and get that conversation going and get people involved and get them to start thinking about what they're doing in their life.
But a lot of times, I was just looking at a book. We get a lot of books in, and we get a lot of them in from psychiatrists. I was looking at one book that was talking about how a lot of people really don't want to examine their lives because they don't want to see what will be uncovered. It makes them really too anxious. Mm-hmm. And what would you say about, I mean, how do you deal with something like that?
Well,
they might find out that they're more ambivalent about their partner than they really want to realize. They don't want to know that they're as ambivalent about their partners there. And the writer of the book says, you know, everybody's ambivalent about their partner to some extent. Sometimes it waxes, sometimes it wanes, sometimes, but that's what love is. Is that?
Well, unfortunately, I think that we need to be in more pain than, you know, we need to get to a place of something's not right before we wake up. And so, so what you try to do is prevent getting there. But usually someone has to be sensing something's not right, whether it's their health, their relationship, or something. And it's at that point that then they're open to looking at maybe there's something more.
Barbara, let me ask you, since you're working as an executive coach, where you're giving executives good advice on how to further their careers and make more of their lives, what are you noticing with a lot of executives? What have you seen? Is it that they've been so focused on work that everything else has fallen by the boards? Is it that the system, because it's so bottom-line driven, forces you to be more selfish and forces only bottom-line considerations?
Well, I think, you know, people are recognizing in the corporate world, you know, they're disillusioned. I mean, with all that's going on in the corporate world. And the corporate world right now is focused exactly what you're talking about. It's been focused the other end of the pendulum of, you know, profit over people. And so now, you know, they're looking at, there's got to be more. I mean, they've forgotten the people element of the company. So, you know, it's just dialoguing with them. You know, why are you in the position you are? Are you happy in this position?
Now you were going to call about Carrie's college program. What were you going to say about that?
I was. What I wanted to say is that I haven't heard you talk about it, and I was so impressed. This is another reason people should vote for Kerry.
Well, one main reason that they should vote for Kerry is the quality of judicial appointments is going to be different under Kerry than it is under Bush. And if you care about pro-choice issues, you better be looking at Kerry. And if you care about more civil liberties, you better be looking to Kerry. Go ahead.
Oh, you're excellent at reiterating all the reasons people should vote for Kerry. But this one, I'm so impressed with it. It's his college program, and what he's talking about, in-state tuition for 4 years will be covered by the government, and in return, the college student gives 2 years community service.
I like that a lot.
I think that is extraordinary because it gets these kids out and working in their community and learning what that's like to be part of their community. So
I think that's a great idea because you get the sense of giving back. And one of the big stories that was reported this week is that a lot of the elite colleges are very concerned because the only students that can really afford to go there are the kids of the upper class families who are very aggressive about getting their kids into these good schools. Flagship state universities, whether it's the University of Michigan or whether it's the elite Ivy League schools, there's a concern among educators and college administrators that the kids who don't have the money but who do have the brains and the smarts are being excluded from the process. So I think this would be a great plan.
Well, and it also sets them up getting out of that selfishness that we're talking about, where they're realizing that they're part of a community. So I think that's awesome. The other thing I wondered if you could just talk about, and I can hang up, but the reinstating of the draft really has me very upset. I have a 14-year-old son. And with the history of what we've gone to war for, Vietnam, and now Iraq.
The only good thing about the reinstatement of the draft, and I have a lot of mixed feelings about it, is that the children of the middle class are going to be part of the equation, and that, I think, is what's going to stop Iraq. I think that's what's going to bring everybody back home.
You do? And why is that?
Because people are going to scream. They don't want their kids going off. If it's a professional army, and it's people who wanted to sign up and volunteer for it, it's one thing. It's like, okay, well, they want to do it, fine. It doesn't affect me. It doesn't affect my family. I can be for the war. And now when they see it's their own kids who could be fighting this battle, you're going to hear a lot of screaming.
Okay.
I'm very ambivalent about it. I have friends who have kids who are going to be at that age, and you know, it's a big concern.
Yes.
But I can understand why it would be, Barbara. I thank you for the call. Thank you
so much, Enid.
Thanks
Bye-bye.
For spreading the word, too. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
With the resources of NBC, CNN, News 4, and AP, along with local reporters on the ground.
I need it. It's there.
Stay in touch with what's happening in Denver and the Front Range with Dick Kelsey Mornings and Tim McLaughlin Afternoons, exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC. Hear the week's business news with the Ron Asana Show, brought to you in part by Integra Financial. Call 303-220-5525. Ron Asana, noon till 3 Sundays, exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC.
When you look up politically incorrect in the dictionary, there's his picture, Bill Maher.
I mean, the 2000 convention that the Republicans had? Oh, my God. The last time the Republicans had that many black people on a stage, they were selling them.
AM 1150 KNRC presents Bill Maher, Saturday night, June 12th, on stage at the Paramount Theater.
Tell your doctor? Shouldn't your doctor tell you what drugs you need? When you tell your doctor, isn't he just a dealer at that point?
Bill Maher, Saturday night, June 12th, live at the Paramount Theater.
And by the way, if cocaine gave you an erection instead of took one away, not only would it be legal, but Bob Dole would do ads for it.
Tickets go on sale Saturday, April 24th at 10 a.m. at all Ticketmaster outlets, HOB.com, or charge at 303-830-TIXS. Brought to you by Coors Light Live, produced by House of Blues Concerts.
This is Brenda Francis from Golden Triangle Wine and Spirits, here to talk to you about our new Frequent Buyer Card. Similar to those supermarket cards you already use, the Golden Triangle Frequent Buyer Card earns you merchandise. You already know about our great sale prices, our 5% and 10% discounts on cases of wine, and our 15% off Mondays. Now you can add to your savings with our Frequent Buyer Card. Our card is an addition to the discounts you already enjoy. Earn 1 point per dollar spent on any regularly priced item in the store. You earn 5% in merchandise each time you shop. Sale items qualify at a reduced point value, so promotional items earn merchandise too. We value our regular customers and strive to create an always exciting shopping experience. Sign up for our email newsletter at GoldenTriangleWines.com. Golden Triangle Wine and Spirits, southwest corner of 12th and Broadway in the old Metropolitan Antiques Building, 303-893-8437.
Leadership. Bring it into your life right now from the people who define leadership in America today. KNRC and the Tom Peters Company present the Leadership Challenge Workshop, Tuesday, May 18th from 8 to 4 at the Denver Marriott Southeast. It's inspirational. It's interactive. It's proactive. Go online to denverleaders.com now to learn more and register. Special prices and group rates are available. Log on to denverleaders.com or call 303-527-0607. That's 527-0607. The Leadership Challenge Workshop, a special one-day seminar sponsored by the Denver Business Journal, First National Bank of Colorado, EKSNH Accounting Firm, and presented by the Tom Peters Company and AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Jennifer Slaw, CNBC Business Radio. The markets on Wall Street are trading in a narrow range. With about 40 minutes or so left until the closing bell, pretty quiet. The Dow right now higher by 9 points to 10,470. The Nasdaq up by 14 to 2,047. Microsoft has been helping to lift technology stocks today. The software giant after the bell last night reported a lower profit, but the company says it's seeing a pickup in corporate spending, and that's been sending shares higher by almost 6%. More evidence of an economic recovery picking up steam. The Commerce Department earlier today said orders for durable goods rose 3.4% in March. Economists had expected a much smaller increase. New York Attorney General Elliot Spitzer now investigating insurance brokers. Spitzer is requesting information from brokers related to compensation agreements they have with insurance underwriters. The New York Attorney General has also been on an ongoing crusade to reform the mutual fund industry. I'm Jennifer Slaw for CNBC Business Radio.
How do you help keep health care affordable? By teaming up with physicians and their patients to find new ways to care for chronic conditions like diabetes and asthma. That's what many local Blue Cross and Blue Shield companies are doing to reduce medical complications and unnecessary costs. Harvard Medical School has recognized this is a promising way to improve quality and control the rising cost of health care. Learn more at bcbs.com. The Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association is an association of independent Blue Cross and Blue Shield companies.
Introducing new Nestle Coffee Mate Half and Half in a new easy pour container. That's quite enough, Cal. Thank you. So try new Coffee Mate Half and Half in utterly delicious hazelnut, new vanilla, and of course, original. Not moo, new. New Coffee Mate Half and Half. It's all the rich flavor you expect from coffee's perfect mate in a real dairy creamer. Look for the package in the refrigerator section. Good job.
Thirst for knowledge is quenched here. The most entertaining talk shows in Denver.
Hear both sides.
Hear both sides on AM 1150 KNRC. And now the Enid Goldstein Show continues on AM 1150 KNRC.
1:34 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. We have a lot of things I want to throw in here. John Lindorf, did you see his column? One of you called a while ago to talk about Mao, a restaurant in Cherry Creek where they show porn videos or softcore or maybe not so softcore porn. Well, it's a bar. It's a bistro and sushi lounge, apparently, and so restaurant. And anyway, John Lindorf, who is the dining critic for The Rocky, reviewed it. And guess what grade he gave it? C. He said, ooh, that's not so good. The lowest grade I think he ever gave was, what, a D? Or was it a D minus? He's never been allowed to. I don't think you can give an F. They won't let him give an F, but he can do a D or a D minus. Anyway, this is a C, not so hot. So, you know, if you're thinking about a good meal over there, you might think again. 303-382-1150. Matt, calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, welcome.
Hi. I'd just like to talk about something you said a little earlier. I think the caller's name was JR, and I think he was talking about how he didn't like Kerry and he didn't like Bush.
Well, he was talking about how we become really greedy and selfish, which is true, and never has it been more embodied than in this administration. And when I said, who are you going to vote for, he can't bring himself to vote for anybody. So effectively, he votes for the same kind of greediness and selfishness that he is railing against. And I think it's selfish not to vote. You live in this country, the price of admission is to go and vote.
Okay, well, you said the biggest problem with the country is people who are passive who won't vote. Like, I'm not gonna argue that John Kerry is not less worse than George Bush is. You know, honestly, I can't say I know enough about John Kerry yet. I know absolutely. I will not.
Oh, first of all, are you a first time caller?
I am.
All right, wait a minute. We got something for you. Okay, so what you're saying is you don't really know enough about Kerry yet.
Well, I mean, you know, he's starting to gain a little momentum as far as letting people know his, like, where he stands. I mean, I know he kind of stands along Democratic Party lines, and it's like you could follow that. But what I wanted to say was that, like, the real problem with the country is the fact that a lot of people, like, do feel like JR, I think his name was, like, people don't like either candidate, and none of the above isn't like a choice, you know, or there's not, like, I mean, there's...
All right, now let me ask you, Matt, let me just ask you a few questions. Who did you vote in the last election? How old, can I ask you how old you are?
I'm 25.
All right, did you vote in the last presidential election?
Yes, I did.
Who did you vote for?
Ralph Nader.
You wrote it for Ralph Nader. Okay, if you do it again this year, it's effectively a vote for George Bush. You know that.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but I mean, I have such a hard time not voting my conscience because, I mean,
why don't you vote practicality? If you like what the Bush administration has been doing in terms of a war that we never should have squandered our resources and our people on, a war that was completely irrelevant and not to the point of terrorism, that has put us in historic deficits, that has tried to give everything it can to the drug companies and to the HMOs and screwed seniors, and we're paying for it, and it could bankrupt Medicare.
They have deceived us
in every single way. So you're not going to vote for them, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm totally torn. Like, Ralph Nader's like one of my heroes, and I mean, it's just, like, I know what's on the line here, because I've seen everything.
I heard a program today where he said that if he was going to be a spoiler, he will drop out. That's what
he could do what?
That if he was going to be a spoiler in the race, if it was so close, that he said he would drop out.
I wouldn't be surprised. I don't think he's putting like the same kind of thought into this campaign.
But
like,
you've got to look, even if you can't, even if Kerry is an imperfect candidate, and I'm sure he is an imperfect candidate. Look at judicial appointments, which are going to be with us for many, many, many years to come. Look at a lot of other issues. Look at really fighting the war on terrorism. You had a group here who were asleep at the wheel. And Matt, I want to encourage you. Why don't you go to some kind of a meetup? Why don't you go to a Democratic something and get your and see if those people appeal to you? At least do something. Get involved.
I understand. I totally believe what you said, and
not believe what I said. Don't talk to me, do it. Let your feet do the walking.
What are you gonna do?
Are you gonna do something?
Well, yeah, I'd like to, like, I want to get involved in some kind of political reform. The thing I want to vote for is progress. I don't want to vote so much for, like, the same thing.
Maybe you're going to have to create the progress. So call up the Democratic Party. Listen to me. Stop talking for 1 second.
Okay.
And listen to me. Call up the Democratic Party or call up Ralph Nader's organization. I don't want to see you vote for him because that's a vote for Bush. But call up somebody where you think you can make a difference, something that falls in line with your talents, your gifts, your interests, and then go to town. Don't sit there wishing somebody else will do it. They're not going to do it. If you want that mess cleaned up, roll up your sleeves and clean it up yourself, and then report back to us, Matt, and I hope I hear from you again. And I want to know, how did you find our show?
I was just flipping channels last week, and like I kind of started listening.
All right, call me back and let me know what the progress is, all right?
Okay, I will.
Put yourself on the line and make a difference, and I appreciate the call. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to A. What would you have said to Matt? What would your advice have been? You know, the rest of us, we're all bitching. I walk into the ladies' room, and people bitch about sometimes how there's a mess in there. But does anybody take a paper towel and clean it up? If you clean it up, then there won't be a mess. Everybody's waiting for somebody else to do it. Do it yourself. Then you know it will be done. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is AM 1150 KNRC.
1:40, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Good afternoon. Light snow, some rain, 34 degrees right now. An early morning fire broke out at a Greenwood Village restaurant. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
The freeway problems seem to be out south this afternoon. Southbound I-25 still running a little bit heavy from Hamden down toward Quincy because of an earlier accident. Also getting word of a new collision southbound I-25 at the C-470 interchange. Sounds like a car slid off the road there. Traffic is jammed back to Dry Creek. Off the freeways, we have an accident at Mineral and Platte Canyon Road in Littleton. Downtown at Park Avenue West and Champa Street, we're supposed to have a three-car accident there. And at Pomona Drive and Wadsworth Boulevard, there is an injury accident there. A lot of emergency equipment responding in. Newest collision now just reported, Colfax and Stout. That is a new accident there. The one involving the light rail train was cleared up about 20 minutes ago. The most powerful diet pill in America is Zantac 3. More weight loss, faster weight loss, energy to burn. Zantac 3, yes, at stores nationwide, or log on to Zantac3.com. I'm Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
A grease fire at the Macaroni Grill in Greenwood Village didn't cause much structural damage, but there's a lot of water and smoke damage, plus a duct system that will have to be replaced. The three-alarm fire also means that about 60 employees of the eatery will have to find other jobs for the time being. This report brought to you by GM Goodwrench. Police are holding 25-year-old Luis Beruman for investigation of first-degree murder. Adams County Sheriff's deputies say they found the Denver man standing over a woman identified as his girlfriend. She was bleeding from the chest and pronounced dead at the scene. Deputies found a handgun nearby. Kobe Bryant's lawyers say prosecutors are stalling in handing over materials in the NBA star's rape case. The defense has filed a motion citing a dozen issues where they say the prosecution has failed to respond or pass on material. April is Car Care Month. Mr. Goodwrench reminds you of the importance of keeping your GM vehicle in top condition. Visit GMGoodwrench.com to find a dealer near you. Mr. Goodwrench, the one and only GM expert. We'll take a look at the KNRC forecast next. KNRC News Time is 1:43.
Find out what happened while you were at work.
Who are you?
Tim McLaughlin.
Tim McLaughlin.
With news updates twice an hour during the Doug Kellett Show. Afternoons exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC.
KNRC.
Windows. Doesn't it seem like everybody's in the window business these days? At Alpine Window and Door, they believe you deserve quality, value, and experience in your remodeling project. Alpine Window and Door has been serving the Denver area for nearly a quarter century, offering a large selection of fine vinyl and wood products by Weathershield, Anderson, Pella, Traco, and Therma-True. With so many choices, rely on Alpine's experienced staff to help you make the correct one. The Alpine Window and Door staff takes a sincere interest in your project, whether it's a standard window replacement or a complete redesign to create a whole new look. At Alpine Window and Door, their remodeling specialists are with you from the beginning to the end of your project. If you want for true value, quality, and experience from an established, proven company, call Alpine Window and Door at 303-431-1000. That's 431-1000. Or visit their convenient showrooms in Wheat Ridge or Highlands Ranch and speak with one of their experts. You'll be looking through windows a whole new way after you visit Alpine Window and Door.
Checking the KNRC weather forecast. Occasional snow mixed with rain through the afternoon. Upper 30s for the high temperature. Light snow likely tonight. That'll decrease after midnight. We'll drop down to the 20s. Mostly cloudy. Maybe some scattered snow showers tomorrow morning. Then partly cloudy by the afternoon with a high in the mid-50s. Light snow and 34 right now. KNRC News Time is 1:44. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz. We co-host Style Matters Live.
Even if you're not born with great style, you can buy it.
Just like we do. And this extends to our homes. Element, Denver's newest furniture store for urban home furnishings, accessories, and artwork, meets all our style needs and will meet yours, too.
Element has multifunctional furniture to maximize your space in a condo, apartment, loft, or smaller home. The clean lines of Element's furniture for today's urban lifestyle will work with what you already own.
You'll love their eclectic mix of styles, all presented in a way you can envision in your own home.
Prices are affordable, with lamps as low as $100 and sofas starting at about $1,000. Interior design services are available.
Element is open Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 7, and Sunday, 1 to 5. Element is located at 77 West 9th Avenue, a half a block west of Broadway in the Golden Triangle. 303-825-3770.
Element. Your lifestyle, your home, your element.
What hit the fan while you were hitting the sack?
The worst is yet to come.
Find out mornings with Dick Kelsey during the Jenny Lakey Show, exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC.
Lionel, would you join me every weeknight from 9 to midnight here on AM 1150 KNRC? Now back to Enid Goldstein.
I can't give you anything but love, baby. That's the one thing I've got plenty of, baby. Dreaming a while, scheming a while, you're sure fine. Happiness and I guess all those things you always pine for. Gee, it's nice to see you.
You're listening to Diana Krall, and we're going to give away. Reminds me, we have two tickets that we better give away pretty quick here. All right, what should it be? Which caller should it be, Joe? Joe's going to give me the, flash me a signal. 10. Caller 10. All right, you be the 10th caller. And you have just won. If you are the 10th caller, and I will give you the number, 303-382-1150. I should tell you that I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to AM 1150 KNRC. The tickets for Diana Krall go on sale tomorrow. But this is for, let me see, I think it's July 13th, as I recall. The tickets are worth $80. These are two tickets for Diana Krall and her July 13th, 7:30 p.m. show at Coors Amphitheater, formerly Fiddler's Green. If you are the 10th caller, you will win a pair of tickets. And if you don't win them in this hour, we have one more pair to give away, and we will be doing that in the next hour. So be the 10th caller, 303-382-1150, 303-382-1150. If the fates are with you, you will win a pair of tickets to Diana Krall, and I really want to see her too. So I hope I win a pair of tickets. Well, we don't know, but you somebody's going to win a pair of tickets to that. And also, just to let you know, I'm going to be emceeing the Zonta Club Authors Luncheon. It's called A Novel Affair by the Zonta Club of Jefferson County, and that's tomorrow, 11:30 in the morning until 2:30 in the afternoon at the Pinehurst Country Club. And if you are interested in attending, you can call Teresa Keneally at 303-759-9466. It's really a lot of fun. I went last year. And there are a number of authors there, and it's just a lovely evening. And also, I want to remind you, get your tickets for the Evil Companions Literary Award. That's next Thursday at the Oxford Hotel, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's a wonderful event. I'm going. $50 for tickets. The money goes to charity, $30 if you're a student. Call the library at 720-865-2049 for more information. And Richard Ford is the recipient of the Literary Award, and he is a Pulitzer Prize-winning novelist. He's going to be my guest on Monday's show. So just an update, and thank you again to the Denver Daily News. They ran my picture because I'm going to be featured in the Vagina Monologues that the Avenue Theater is doing, and that's May 1, and you can buy tickets, and we're also going to give away a few tickets to that one as well. So 303-382-1150, 303-382-1150. You probably saw the story reported all over the place. Airport guard rejected, a screener rejected a cancer patient over her ID photo. She has undergone chemotherapy, so her hair, your hair falls out with chemotherapy a lot of times. And so her hair, her picture didn't look like how she looks right now, and so they wouldn't let her get on the plane. And airport security screeners apparently perform poorly, whether they're government or privately employed workers. That's according to the Homeland Security Department's chief investigator. That's what he said. Here's my question. It's got to be the worst job in the world to go through people's underwear, go through their suitcases. You know, they x-ray. They have to be sure that nothing is dangerous. And every time they do a test, people are always able to sneak dangerous things on board whenever they're trying to test the TSA. So don't call. I think we have a winner. We do have a winner. Okay, if you're calling about the Diana Krall tickets, we already have a winner. But we will be giving away a pair of tickets in the next hour. So save your calls for then. We have been talking about a lot of different things. We've been talking about Coach Barnett and how this new woman has come forward, Jane Doe, her name will eventually surface, saying that she was allegedly raped by a CU football player, and Barnett said that he would not support her. He'd support the player. And she felt like she'd be intimidated and that she'd go through a terrific ordeal and it would not come out in her favor. And so she hasn't come forward until now. And I think she was probably right to not come forward until the moment was right. But what's intriguing here is that CU cannot find any record. The University of Colorado officials said that they have been unable to find any record of a job performance rating for Gary Barnett. There are no records for a job performance rating for this guy. How does that happen? How come they can't find that? How come they don't exist? The CU panel also asked for reviews for CU Chancellor Richard Binney and Athletic Director Dick Tharp. The Rocky Mountain News requested copies of those evaluations along with other documents under the state's Open Records Act. The university did release job ratings for Binney and Tharp that showed their work was considered outstanding or above expectations. CU officials could not produce similar ratings for Barnett. They are continuing to search. They can't find him. Maybe they should look under the bed. But it may be possible that none were done. What? What? You want to talk about that? And then, we have been talking about the role that money plays. First of all, let me congratulate Carol from Littleton. Carol from Littleton won the pair of Diana Krall tickets. It's a different Carol. right? It's not the Zane Carroll who won the last set. Okay. This is Carol from Littleton. Congratulations, Carol. You won a wonderful evening. All right. The other thing is, and this is something we don't think about, but I think we should think about it. Political money often sways pension investments. For more than a decade, a small group of businessmen contributed tens of thousands of dollars to the campaigns of their county commissioners in eastern Pennsylvania. The elected officials gave the businessmen control over the county pension fund, about $200 million at its peak. After hiring insurance companies, brokerage firms, and others to manage the money, the businessmen reaped several million dollars in commissions and fees from the companies. No one paid much attention until the market went sour. Then a quarter of the pension fund melted away. A new county controller was elected, and he concluded that the flow of political money had undermined the fund. And that happens all over the place. So just to kind of let you know, one of the sub-themes of what we're talking about today is that money has become the bottom line. And one of the reasons there may be no files on Gary Barnett, or it hasn't been an issue about the coaching or the sexual allegations at CU, is because, you know, it makes money. It's a profit center for the university, I should think. 303-382-1150. So when it makes money, people avert their eyes. Oh, are there some rapes going on? Well, I don't want to know about that. Don't tell me. It says in the handbook that they give out to girls. Well, you know, officials do not want to know what went on between you and a football player. Oh, really? Okay. And they apparently don't want to know what went on with Coach Barnett because nobody can find any job evaluations. So if it's about money, the rules get bent all the time. 303-382-1150. What are we going to do about some of these people who have been calling the show today and calling the show and saying they're not going to vote for Bush, but they can't bring themselves to vote for Kerry? What can we say to those people? How can we deal with it? What's the answer? What can you do to push people over? How can you get them to inform themselves? How can you make them realize that as imperfect a candidate as Kerry may be, he's going to be a better candidate than Bush. He'll be a better president. Even if he's a marginally better president, he's going to be a better president. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
This is AM 1150 KNRC.
Do not change the channel.
Not your grandfather's talk radio station. We're yours.
We're yours.
The new generation of Denver talk radio can be found here. AM 1150.
AM 1150.
Lock it in.
Subway introduces four new fresh salads, like the grilled chicken and baby spinach. All are made fresh before your eyes with your choice of regular or carb-controlled dressings. Subway, eat fresh.
Are you looking for an opportunity to meet 20 or 30 other singles this month guaranteed without doing the bar scene or getting into pressured dating situations? I can tell you the Cottonwood Connection is helping singles from Denver to Boulder do just that, and they make it easy to do. Picture yourself with that new special someone heading to the mountains or a beach at Cabo sharing your personal hopes and dreams. Oh, those romantic dinners where you meet in the middle of that strand of pasta. Does it get any better than that? Check out Cottonwood Connection and call them at 303-424-2300 or check out their website at cottonwoodconnection.com. Most online dating services provide a searchable database, and that's about it. At Cottonwood Connection, they provide you with personal coaching, dating advice, professional videos, background checks, and lots of fun and exciting activities geared to help you meet other singles. They're a singles company that is more personal than internet dating and less expensive than dating services. Act now to take advantage of this year's incredible annual spring membership drive special. You can sign up now and receive 50% off your membership. That's right, half off. That's cottonwoodconnection.com or 303-424-2300.
May I help you?
Yeah, it's this cold. My sinuses feel like they're going to explode.
Sudafed, aisle 5.
My allergies have my sinuses all stuffed up.
Sudafed, aisle 5.
Tell the man what's wrong.
My sinuses. Sudafed, aisle 5.
Sinus misery? Get Sudafed. Nothing stronger at relieving even your worst sinus symptoms. Not even a prescription.
This congestion.
Sudafed, aisle 5.
Sudafed. Prescription strength sinus relief. Based on 24-hour dose of pseudoephedrine.
Picture a boy with 104 fever. His parents take him to the hospital to have him checked out. Did you know one of the first people to make him comfortable is an architect? Specifically a member of the American Institute of Architects. When the hospital built their new ER, they involved an AIA architect early on to design a child-friendly pediatric ER wing so that 104 fevers maybe don't feel so bad. AIA, building on your vision. Go to www.aia.org.
AM 1150 KNRC invites you to expand your world by attending the 2004 KeyBank Denver Distinguished Lecture Series. Tickets are still available for our next featured speaker, Steve Forbes. Steve Forbes will be speaking on Monday, May 17th at Betcher Concert Hall at the Denver Center for the Performing Arts. For information, visit knrcradio.com. The KeyBank Distinguished Lecture Series is a program of Junior Achievement and is sponsored in part by AM 1150 KNRC.
What will everyone be talking about around the coffee pot or the water cooler at work?
Would you please turn on your radio?
You better find out. Jimmy Lakey, Dick Kelsey, and Tony DeSiri.
It's a perfect way to start the day.
Mornings exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
1:57 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. We're going to give away two more Diana Krall tickets in the next hour. Oh, you know what they're showing on CBS, I think, is showing pictures. I don't know how they got these images of Princess Di in her dying moments. Ooh. I mean, I guess I'm curious to see them, but if I were the family, I wouldn't like that too much. And the family, in fact, is screaming. Of course, that family's always screaming about something. 303-382-1150. Martin, calling from Bailey, first-time caller. Welcome, Martin.
Very welcome.
Wait a minute. We have something for you.
What? I forgot about it for a second.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what you get.
Well, I just wanted to tell you how wonderful I am and how long overdue.
Wait, I didn't hear that. Were you paying me a compliment? Some of it dropped off.
We want to hear
every bit of that compliment to the very last drop.
Well, I'm really delighted that I discovered you. I don't know how I've missed you for so long.
When did you discover the show?
Well, I guess about a week ago, and I've been listening very regularly. And
how did you find us? We've been on the air almost 2 years now.
I know. I spoke to somebody earlier, and they told me that, and I was amazed. I guess I just haven't connected.
But what made you find us? Were you just surfing and you found us?
I guess I was getting pretty fed up with Mr. Limbaugh and decided to spin around the dial and see if anything else was worth listening to. We don't get very great reception here from PRI, which is what I generally listen to.
All right, you're in Bailey.
Yeah.
Okay.
And discovered you, and I haven't stopped listening to you since. And I wish you would go network immediately, take over Al Franken's failed efforts. And
I haven't actually heard the show, although I do like Franken. I have not heard his show yet.
Well, I haven't either. I can't find it.
It's you can hear it on the net. But I'd rather you listen to me instead, Martin.
Well, I'm going to do that with regularity.
I thank you for the call. We're just about out of time in this hour, and I hope you'll call me again, will you?
You keep it up, and I probably will.
Thank you, Martin. Appreciate it. 303-382-1150. One more hour of Enid coming up right here on AM 1150.
Hear Colorado talk. This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Inglewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 2 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Williams. Yasser Arafat could be in the crosshairs. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon says he no longer feels obligated by a promise he made not to kill the Palestinian leader. NBC's Bob Kerr has White House reaction.
I've spoken with some officials on background, and this is a big disappointment. They are using words like incendiary. They're using words like distinctly unhelpful to whatever is left of the peace process.
Arafat says he's not afraid of the threat. The British government says it hasn't made a final decision, but it's thinking about sending more troops to Iraq to replace the Spanish forces that are being withdrawn. Spain is pulling down some 1,400 troops. Spanish authorities say they've arrested 18 people and have warrants out for six more. In connection with last month's deadly railway bombing, six people have already been charged with mass murder. Investigators are looking for Al-Qaeda connections. I'm Brian Williams, NBC News Radio.
Thinking about buying a used vehicle from a private owner? Think about this. Every Ford Quality Check certified pre-owned vehicle has to pass a rigorous 115-point inspection. The ones that do qualify come with 6 years, 75,000-mile powertrain, limited warranty coverage, and 24-hour roadside assistance. Think you'll get a 3.9% interest rate from a private owner? I don't think so. If we don't certify it, it's just used. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. Take delivery from dealer stock by June 30th, 2004. See dealer for warranty details or visit FordCPO.com.
Don't miss the final days of the JCPenney lowest prices of the season sale with our lowest prices throughout the store. Save big with all new buy one, get one for just a dollar specials. Plus, enter our Super Spring Sweepstakes for your last chance to win a $100,000 grand prize or one of $2,100 JCPenney gift cards. Hurry in for the JCPenney lowest prices of the season sale. It all ends Saturday. JCPenney. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sale ends April 24th.
Winner of 8 Associated Press Awards for Journalistic Excellence, including Best Newscast, award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon. Rainy, 34 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. The CU investigative panel is meeting again today. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Southbound I-25 at Quincy, that accident has been moved out of the way now. Traffic is just about back to normal. However, southbound I-25 at Dry Creek Road, a car slid off the highway there. And actually, that's at C-470, and traffic is jammed back to Dry Creek. The rest of the freeways and the surface streets are very, very wet and sloppy. Lots of splashback. Make sure that your windshield wipers are working properly before you head out. Mineral and Platte Canyon, auto pedestrian accident with some serious injuries there. Park Avenue West and Champa Street in downtown. Watch for a three-car accident at that intersection. Hey Denver, T-Mobile has you covered. Why pay for a plan that doesn't fit your lifestyle? Visit the Mobile Solution, a T-Mobile authorized dealer, for huge savings. T-Mobile, get more. I'm Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Not everyone attending the hearings with the panel investigating the University of Colorado football program is a fan of the panel. The parents of some of the Buffs players got their chance to offer a critique. This is Patty Klopfeisen, whose son Joel is a tight end for CU.
3 days of sexual assault experts. We had to beg you to listen to us.
Right.
We are closer to the program than any of those people are.
The panel has until next month to release its findings. Since 1997, 10 women claim they have been raped by CU football players or recruits. The panel is examining the role sex and alcohol play in the recruiting process. Also testifying today is Colorado Athletic Director Dick Tharp. This report brought to you by Pep Boys. Firefighters in Greenwood Village spent the early morning hours fighting a grease fire at the Macaroni Grill restaurant on Arapahoe. Andy Lyon with South Metro Fire says the building suffered little structural damage.
Despite the challenges of fighting a fire during a blizzard in the middle of the night, firefighters made a pretty good stop on the fire, and the building is in good shape.
Investigators think the fire started in a grill that contained a large amount of grease that had accumulated over time. Attempts are being made to find temporary employment at other Macaroni Grills around the area for the 60 or so employees affected by the fire. After tomorrow, Denver's Regency Hotel at I-25 and 38th Avenue will be vacant. Many residents of the hotel previously were homeless, and they've been using it as a permanent home. The property is owned by Arthur Cormier, and there have been some maintenance problems. Cormier and the city of Denver have been in over issues with alleged violations of city fire codes. The Colorado Coalition for the Homeless has been trying for the past year to buy the building, saying they have the funding to fix up the hotel as long-term affordable housing. In sports, depending on the weather, the Colorado Rockies are scheduled to start a three-game series against the Houston Astros tonight at Coors Field. If the game is postponed, it's likely we'll see a doubleheader tomorrow or Sunday. The weather forced an early end to yesterday's game, with the Rockies beating the L.A. Dodgers 7-1 after six innings. Colorado Crusher in action tonight. Tonight at the Pepsi Center against the Grand Rapids Rampage, the Crush are in a pretty good position for a spot in the AFL playoffs. The NFL draft getting underway tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock Denver time. The Denver Broncos have 10 picks overall, with the 17th pick in the first round. AM 1150 KNRC is your official station for the NFL draft. We'll have live reports from the draft site from CBS and Westwood One. Got 30 minutes to spare? Get an Express Pro-Line oil change at Pep Boys for only $11.88. In a half hour or less, or it's free. See store for details, Pep Boys, parts, service, and so much more. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is next. KNRC News Time is 2:05.
Across the Front Range and the Rocky Mountains, more and more of you are choosing AM 1150 KNRC as Denver's premier talk station.
When news happens, you guys are on top of it.
I listen in my car. I listen at work.
Denver's premier talk station.
You're my new best friend.
Just keep up the great work.
Hear both sides daily.
Both sides
on AM 1150 KNRC.
Well, Walter, it's almost over. Only one film left in Madstone Theater's premiere pick series.
Yep, Tom, Going Out with a Bang with Songs from the Second Floor. I love the way it presents its themes in a non-linear, non-narrative fashion.
It's a little of Monty Python, a little of Samuel Beckett. These Songs from the Second Floor are sung in the key of A for absurdist.
My favorite part's that scene where the magician makes a horrible mistake while sawing a man in half.
Or when that bankrupt businessman empties a truck full of crucifixes at the town dump.
And man, that traffic jam.
Denver drivers who have to battle T-Rex should see this movie. They'll realize they don't have it so bad.
Our audience discussion this weekend's going to be lively, to say the least.
This is Tom DeLappa and Walter Chow inviting you to go deeper into movies Saturday with Songs from the Second Floor, only at Madstone Theaters. In the future, tune in to Walter and me as we discuss the latest releases on Jim Conder's Culture Buzz show, Saturday mornings at 9 a.m.
Songs from the Second Floor runs April 23rd through the 29th. For showtime and discussion schedules, visit MadstoneTheaters.com or call 303-752-3200.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. Our winter storm warning issued by the National Weather Service will remain in effect for us till midnight as the snow continues. I'd say we'll pick up an inch today and close to an inch as it all keeps going tonight. Look for a high only of 34, a low of 27, and then much milder on Saturday, partly sunny, a high of 54, low 60s on Sunday, 70 on Monday. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
Rainy and 34 now. KNRC News Time is 2:08. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
2:08, 8 minutes after 2 o'clock. Welcome to the Friday, fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. We're going to give away a couple of Diana Krall tickets sometime in this hour. It's for her July 13 concert, Grammy Award-winning jazz singer. She's fabulous. I am going to be emceeing tomorrow the luncheon given by the Zonta Club of Jefferson County called A Novel Affair. The sponsor is the American National Bank. If you haven't bought tickets, you can still do so. You just contact Teresa Keneally, and her number is 303-759-9466. And there are going to be four different authors there. We are one of the people that they're acknowledging, AM 1150 KNRC. Carlene Bryce, Ricky Ducournay, Marisol Consal, I think, and Catherine Winograd. And I hope I've pronounced everybody's name correctly. And it should be a lovely luncheon. It was last year, and I had to leave early because we were had gone to war with Iraq, and we were sort of broadcasting 24/7. So that's what I'm doing tomorrow, and I want to call your attention to Evil Companions, a literary award. The winner this year is Richard Ford. He's going to be our guest on Monday. He has won a Pulitzer Prize. One of his big books was Independence Day, and he will be awarded his Evil Companions Literary Award on Thursday, next Thursday, 6 to 9 p.m. There'll be a reception at the Oxford Hotel. This is all put together by the Tattered Cover and the Oxford Hotel and Coors Brewing and the Wine Cook Brewery. $50 per person, or 30 if you're a student, and the money goes to benefit the Denver Public Library. Call the library at 720-865-2049. For more information on how to buy tickets, I will be there. My good friend Dana Crawford of the Oxford Hotel has been involved with this, and so I'm delighted to help support it. Also, we're going to be, I wanted to thank the Denver Daily News. They ran my picture because I'm going to be featured in the Vagina Monologues. It's going to be appearing at the Avenue Theater just one night, May 1. It's a bunch of non-actors. It's the non-actor performance, and that certainly describes me. And I'm going to, I saw my lines, and I think I was worried because I thought they're going to have me saying all these embarrassing, uncomfortable, sexy things. But no, I'm going to be describing the birth of a child, actually. So I think it'll be kind of interesting, and I've never quite done anything like this before, so you may want your money back. Well, we're going to be getting out some tickets to it anyway, so it may cost you nothing whatever to see Vagina Monologues, but that's on May 1. So that's just what's going on right now. And remember that Evelinda and Judy are going to be broadcasting live from Colorado Mills tomorrow from 10 to noon, and then they're giving a free seminar, on Tuesday at 5:30, High Style at Low Prices. And they are really lots of fun, and they do a great job, so you will have a good time. And they're giving away tons of gift certificates. Tons. You're really going to have a good chance to win something. Well, somebody just sent me this, and I have a lot of stuff that I want to, a lot of ground that I want to cover, so let's just get going. Newsflash from the Republicans. I got this from the Republicans. They have actually made contact with me, the enemy. And here it is, a tentative schedule of the highlights of the Republican National Convention that's going to be held in New York City, in Manhattan, August 29 to September 2. And by the way, it looks like they're sending me to Boston, Joe and me, to the Democratic Convention. So here are the highlights so that you Democrats can get ready for it. These are the highlights of the Republican National Convention. Catering services by Halliburton, the chauffeur services by Blackwater. Opening night at 8 p.m., the presentation of the Confederate colors by Rush Limbaugh. At 8:15, the blessing of the Republican Party and curse on satanic Democrats by the Reverend Franklin Graham. At 8:30 p.m., a keynote address by Ahmed Chalabi. At 9:30 p.m., benediction and call to holy war by General William Boykin. The second night at 8 p.m., presentation of the Confederate colors by Judge Charles Pickering. 8:15, Pledge of Allegiance and anointment with Crisco oil, Attorney General John Ashcroft. At 8:30 p.m., and this is the Republican National Convention, we're discussing quadrennial compassionate conservatism, a musical offering of minstrel songs and cakewalk. 9 p.m., speech by Condoleezza Rice. 9:30 p.m., speech, Colin Rice, canceled. 9:30 p.m., video tributes, Strom Thurmond. 10 o'clock, presentation of party platform and no-bid contracts, Ahmed Chalabi. The third night, at 8 o'clock p.m., presentation of the Confederate colors, Tom DeLay. 8:15, Bush family tribute, Neil Bush on family values. Marvin Bush on Saudi investment opportunities for family members. Jeb Bush on fair drug sentencing guidelines and election law for family members. 9 p.m., nomination speech for George W. Bush by Ahmed Chalabi. 9:30, seconding speech by Brent Scowcroft, canceled. 9:35 p.m., seconding speech by Paul O'Neill, canceled. 9:40 p.m., seconding speech by Christy Todd Whitman, canceled. 10 p.m., roll call of the states and counting of votes, Antonin Scalia. Closing night, 8 p.m., presentation of the Confederate colors with special frog march, Karl Rove. 8:15 p.m., incantation from the platform to open witchcraft trial of 9/11 widows. At Ground Zero, Richard Pearl, William Crystal, Scooter Libby, Paul Wolfowitz, 9 p.m., acceptance speech of presidential nominee, joint appearance, not under oath, George W. Bush and Dick Cheney. That would be George W. Dickie Bush and Dick Cheney, the two dicks together. 9:30 p.m., acceptance speech of nominee, Iraq, Ahmad Chalabi, and 10 p.m., closing prayer, last round and final bet, William Bennett. Oh, isn't this good? This was sent to me by Bruce. Thank you, Bruce. So there you have it. This is what's going to happen at the Republican National Convention. What do you think? 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. Also, this is being reported, and let me see if I can call it up here, that there are more casualties now, about 600 casualties that have occurred. These are, you know, really serious injuries. Let me see if I can find it here. Here it is, coming right up. Story is developing, but it looks like big surge in U.S. wounded in Iraq. Almost 600 soldiers have been wounded in action in the past 2 weeks, 800 since April began, far beyond the 200 to 300 in most other months, and the story is developing. Now, we dovetail this with the story of the coffins coming back, the flag-draped coffins that you're not supposed to show to Americans because they might really see what it takes to fight a war. 303-382-1150. Let's talk about the possibility of a draft. A lot of parents who have kids who would be coming into draft age are quaking in their boots. Do you think it's a good idea to institute the draft? Just from the point of view that Charles Rangel point of view of, if middle class Americans, or all Americans for that matter, have to risk their children's lives, they might not be so in favor of this war. 303-382-1150. What do you think about the draft? Is it a good idea? And here you have a congressman stopped at a Kentucky airport and he's got a gun with him. Well, maybe he was just happy to see the screener. I don't know. Is that a gun in your pocket? Are you just happy to see? We now know why representatives don't want more gun regulation, Joe Anderson opines, because they have a hard time following the ones that already exist. So here's an Indiana Republican representative who goes to the airport. He's an avid hunter, and he's got a gun. He's got a gun in his pocket, a loaded gun in his pocket. One of the things that we have talked about is education. And I have been intrigued to find two stories about education that really I thought were illuminating. Yesterday, if you were listening to the show, we had Matt calling in, and he was trying to be a really good teacher by his, it was a civics class, ninth grade civics class, and he and they were going flipping back and forth between me here on AM 1150 KNRC and Mike Rosen on the Walmart across the way, so that kids could see the difference in the kinds of programming we do and the difference between left and right and conservative and liberal. So one of the things that I've noticed when we're talking about education, and I and so many of you called, and so many stereotypes, you all want to do away with teachers, the teachers union, or you have these stereotypical observations about education. I think education, I think being an educator is a tough job. And God bless the ones who are gifted in doing it. I like to think we do a little bit of that here on the show, AM 1150, KNRC, Enid Live. I'm intrigued by the failures of education. I think that a lot of kids now come to schools unprepared. They don't get the same stuff at home that they used to. Parents are too busy, if there even are parents in the picture. And schools are expected to take up the slack when schools have even less money and are in more turmoil. So it's a and whenever you have these innovative programs in education that work, I think what they all have in common is that people pay a lot of attention to the children. So I was intrigued to see what they're doing in Finland, where they have a lot of literate children, and they don't start them in school until they're a lot older. They don't start school until they're 7 years old. And the spending is very paltry compared to the spending in our country per student. And I will share that with you in just a moment. Let's go right to the phones. Adam, calling from Colorado Springs. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Good afternoon, Enid. The draft idea, on the surface, it sounds good. There's only one problem. We've got an administration that from the top down was built on finding unique and acceptable ways to avoid the draft. And I just think that it, with that kind of model in place, what we'd end up with is another war, which is entirely fought by the inner cities.
Yeah, but they had to work hard to figure out a way to evade the draft, and not everybody was able to do it. And what happened was there was so much sentiment built up against sending your kid off to war that I think that that helped end Vietnam.
Yeah, but there's only one guy in this administration who was willing to go to war. That's Colin Powell, and he's the only one they don't want to listen to.
That's right. Well, and John Kerry was highly decorated. I don't know why he was so reticent about releasing his military information. He's got military information, and Bush doesn't.
But, Enid, those wounds were so minor, and he only saved one guy's life. It's not like he's a real hero or something.
Well, he's got about three Purple Hearts, a Silver Star, I think a Bronze Star. What can I say? They must be giving him out like it's the dime store.
I agree with you. I think it's disgusting the way that the Support the Troops Republicans are now picking apart this guy's decorations career. It's ridiculous.
Well, because he has decorations and Dickey doesn't. The only, you know, what can I say?
Yeah, it's too bad they didn't give out awards for showing up 3 months in a row. I'm sure he would have gotten at least one of those.
No. What if they gave an award for not showing up at all?
Oh, well, then he would have.
He would have won.
An oak leaf fluster.
That's right. An oak leaf fluster? Is that what you said? Thank you, Adam. 303-382-1150. Okay, here's what's happening in Finland. Oh, do you know that Americans are shorter than Europeans now? We used to be taller. You know, we used to be getting much, much taller, and now that's not the case anymore. They're doing studies about that. I'm not making this up. This is really true. Just as height is overrated. But it used to be that we were, especially post-war, we were tall, and now I don't know whether it's because of junk food. I don't know whether it's because we have a couple of Dicks in the White House, running the White House, Dick Cheney and Dickie Bush. I don't know what it is, but we're getting shorter and Europeans are getting a lot taller. All right, here's what's happening in Finland. I want you to think about this. Imagine an educational system where children do not start school until they're seven, where spending is a paltry $5,000 a year per student, where there are no gifted programs, and class sizes often approach 30. Sounds like a prescription for failure, but it's a description of Finnish schools, which were recently ranked the best in the world. Uh-oh. What can we take? Finland topped a respected international survey last year, coming in first in literacy and placing in the top five in math and science. Ever since, educators from every place are coming to Finland to find out what it is that works. If one trait sets Finland apart from many other countries, it is the quality and social standing of its teachers. They respect their teachers. All teachers in Finland must have at least a master's degree. And while they are no better paid, they are no better paid than teachers in other countries, the profession is highly respected. Many more people want to become teachers after graduating from upper schools than universities can actually handle. So the vast majority are turned down. So that because they have some people want to be teachers, they can pick and choose and they get the best ones. They're talking about one school here, cheerful, well-lit, nicely heated, typical Finnish comprehensive schools, which run from first to ninth grade. The students, who number about 500, pat about in their socks. After every 45-minute lesson, listen to this, they are let loose outside for 15 minutes so they can burn off steam. So you don't just get a recess. What did we get? I don't even remember. One recess a day, I think. They get 15 minutes recess after every 45 minutes class. They can run around and go nuts. Others are allowed to practice their music as they file into classrooms. They sling electric guitars across their chests, or they grab drumsticks and they jam. Children here start school late, on the theory that they will learn to love learning through play. Preschool for 6 years old is optional, although most attend. And since most women work outside the home in Finland, children usually go to daycare after they turn one. At first, seven-year-olds lag behind their peers in other countries in reading, but they catch up almost immediately, and then they excel. Experts cite several reasons. Reading to children, telling folk tales, going to the library are activities cherished in Finland. Let me give you that again. Reading to children, telling folk tales, and going to the library. Now, I was read to a lot as a child. And I think that that makes a big difference. Going to the library. I used to love to go to the library. I used to find all kinds of stuff. I loved going to the library. I wish the library in Denver were a little better than it is. But going to the library is a wonderful activity. And these are cherished. And telling folk tales are cherished. So literacy is cherished in Finland. Lastly, children grow up watching TV shows and movies, many in English with subtitles. So they read while they watch TV. So long as schools stick to the core national curriculum, which lays out goals and subject areas, they are free to teach the way they want to teach. They can choose their textbooks or ditch them altogether. They can teach indoors or outdoors. They can cluster children in small groups or large groups. And while there are no programs for gifted children, teachers are free to devise ways to challenge their smartest students. The smarter students help teach the average students. Sometimes you learn better that way, said the principal of this particular school. So the smart kids tutor the average students. Students must learn two foreign languages. Swedish is required by law. Remember now, we're talking about Finland. And most also take English. Art, music, physical ed, woodwork, and textiles, which is mostly sewing and knitting, are obligatory for girls and boys. Hot and healthy school lunches are free. There are also 90 computers scattered about the school. Students are free to attend homework clubs staffed by assistants after school. Now, Finnish, despite all the kudos that are coming the way of these Finnish schools, which have ranked number one as the world's best, Finnish officials say they are far from perfect. Boys, for example, perform much worse than girls in reading. And with so many wanting to become teachers, too few are willing to leap outside the social service sphere. We're trying to get them to start their own businesses. They're trying to get the kids to become more entrepreneurial, but they don't start school till they're 7 years old. Sometimes the class sizes are large, but reading to children, telling folk tales, going to the library are cherished activities. Teachers are very respected. They have more people wanting to be teachers than it's possible to have be teachers. So there's competition and they can choose the best ones. And you have to have a master's degree. So these are very interesting ideas about education that we don't have in this country and that we might think about what we could incorporate. I'm Ina Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
While the other stations are into sports and infomercials on the weekend, we do what we do best. Talk.
Talk to me. Make me happy.
We're talking here.
Please listen to me.
Listen for live local talk weekends on AM 1150 KNRC. Hear the week's business news with the Ron Asana Show. Brought to you in part by Integra Financial. Call 303-220-5525. Ron Asana, noon till 3 Sundays. Exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC.
When you look up politically incorrect in the dictionary, there's his picture, Bill Maher.
I mean, the 2000 convention that the Republicans had? Oh, my God. The last time the Republicans had that many black people on a stage, they were selling them.
AM 1150 KNRC presents Bill Maher, Saturday night, June 12th, on stage at the Paramount Theater.
Tell your doctor? Shouldn't your doctor tell you what drugs you need? When you tell your doctor, isn't he just a dealer at that point?
Bill Maher, Saturday night, June 12th, live at the Paramount Theater.
And by the way, if cocaine gave you an erection instead of took one away, not only would it be legal, but Bob Dole would do ads for it.
Tickets go on sale Saturday, April 24th at 10 a.m. at all Ticketmaster outlets, HOB.com, or charge at 303-830-TIXS. Brought to you by Coors Light Live, produced by House of Blues Concerts.
Hi, I'm Judy Schwartz.
And I'm Evelinda Ehrman. We co-host Style Matters Live, and you know we shop every chance we get.
Yeah, but in your stiletto heels, you keep slowing me down. That's why we shop at Aspen Grove. You can park directly in front of your favorite stores and walk right in.
No more walking long distances back and forth from the stores carrying heavy shopping bags, something we've been known to do.
Or driving through the parking lot praying for a spot. Spend more time shopping at Aspen Grove in Littleton, a beautiful open-air shopping center with some of the best national specialty shops, many that are exclusive to Southeast Metro Denver, such as Gap Body and Coldwater Creek with its casual chic clothing.
Don't forget Pottery Barn and White House Black Market, the only one in Colorado.
And the great Aspen Grove restaurants. I love the buffalo at Ted's Montana Grill.
Aspen Grove at Santa Fe and Mineral in Littleton is open Mondays through Saturdays, 10 to 9, and Sundays, 11 to 6. 303-794-0640. That's 303-794-0640. Experience shopping in a whole new light. Sunshine.
AM 1150 KNRC, Radio Disney, and the Denver Zoo are teaming up to celebrate the return of spring during Great to Be Green on Saturday, April 24th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Denver Zoo. Bring the whole family. There will be lots of great events for kids, like a scavenger hunt, close-up encounters with wild animals, and an opportunity to learn how to save animals all over the world. Great to Be Green this Saturday at the Denver Zoo. Brought to you by Radio Disney and AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Steve North, CNBC Business Radio. Wall Street finished in positive territory today after blue-chip stocks struggled most of the session. The Dow gained 12 points, closing at 10,473. The Nasdaq rose 17, ending at 2,050. Another big day of earnings reports, with 78% of companies so far exceeding expectations. Xerox was one of those firms, as was International Paper, a company recently kicked out of the Dow. AT&T Wireless, however, posted its second straight quarterly loss, and shares of the online car buying service AutoByTel dropped 20% after reporting earnings below estimates. The government rested its case today in the retrial of Frank Quattrone. The former Star investment banker is charged with obstruction of justice and witness tampering. And New York Attorney General Elliot Spitzer is now going after insurance brokers. He's requesting information about compensation agreements that they've had with insurance underwriters. Steve North, CNBC Business Radio.
When you hear how big businesses get all the best technology for the best price, does it make you crazy? To calm down, here's a thought from the voice of reason. Get a Xerox M15i. It's not just a digital copier printer that gives you 16 quality pages a minute. It also scans and faxes in color. All that and more for a $66 a month lease. Big business or small, what could be more reasonable?
Call 1-800-ASK-XEROX for business lease details. Toner and photoreceptor sold separately.
Your oldest has just turned driving age. Time to add them to your policy. So you get in your car, drive down to your insurance company. Hunt for a space, double park, get a parking ticket, get in a fight with the meter maid, get thrown in jail, meet a guy named Wally. Wait a minute. This is just a bad dream. You've got GEICO. You don't have to drive anywhere. You can do all that car insurance stuff online. Oh, that was a close one.
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO. Online at GEICO.com.
With the resources of NBC, CNN, News 4, and AP, along with local reporters on the ground.
I need it. It's there.
Stay in touch with what's happening in Denver and the Front Range with Dick Kelsey Mornings and Tim McLaughlin Afternoons, exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, this is Bill O'Reilly. Join me live every weekday morning from 10 till noon here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
2:30 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. And if you're just joining us, we're talking about a lot of things today. We're giving away Diana Krall tickets, which we have one more pair to give away. We'll do that shortly. We are also talking about the people who are charged with protecting us, only interested in protecting themselves, and this is a thread that runs through the whole society. We're talking about James Turney, whose father-in-law is so upset that Turney's getting threats. Oh, poor baby. Does it register with the father-in-law that Turney cut short the lives of two children, two teenagers, both of them developmentally disabled, and he just mowed them down? And we're supposed to feel sorry for Turney because he's getting some threats. Oh, and he's been out of shape. He doesn't think he should be suspended for 10 months, and he's appealing that decision. Oh, I don't get this. And Coach Barnett, no files exist on him? No job rating, performance ratings? No, the UCU has been unable? They can't find any record of job performance ratings for Gary Barnett? Well, where are they? Maybe they could look in the athletic room. I don't know. In the locker room. Well, how come they can't find any ratings? I think everybody there ought to be fired. And then you have Jack Kelly, who was allowed to resign. I don't think he was fired. I think they let him resign. He was a star reporter for USA Today. He lied, he fabricated, he made up a lot of stories. But he calls himself a devout Christian who once told a magazine that he was drawn to journalism because, quote, God has called me to proclaim the truth. I say this because W, without consulting with anybody, Dickie, without consulting with any of his top advisors, decided that since he and God were having a conversation through his molars, that we were going to go to war. I think actually he'd been worked over by Dick Cheney. I think that's what really happened. 303-382-1150. We're also asking whether or not the draft ought to be reinstated. Will it mean that the middle class and, you know, the rest of America whose kids don't go to the military will become so incensed at the possibility that that will alter the climate for both Bush and for the Iraq war, and people will insist on some kind of responsibility and some kind of accountability and maybe insist on wrapping it up there? 303-382-1150. We're also talking about the system in Finland and why it is that their schools are so much better than ours. And one of you emailed me, and the information comes from the New York Times. There's also the Defense Department school that gets tremendous results. And I will share that with you in just a moment. Should we reinstitute the draft? What do you think? Mark in Centennial. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hello.
Hi, you're a first-time caller?
Yes, I am.
Just a minute.
Show, anyway.
All right, here we go. We got something for you. It's for you, Mark.
Well, thank you, Enid. I'm honored.
You're welcome.
This may be a little bit off topic. I just happened to overhear the exchange with the previous caller about the service of the president in the Guard versus John Kerry's service in Vietnam, and I really am not calling for the purpose of engaging in any kind of a partisan debate about the wisdom of our policy in Iraq or anything of that kind, but I did want to point out that flying as a pilot in the Air Guard, even in peacetime, is an extremely dangerous occupation. My oldest brother was killed in February 1967 while he was on a practice combat mission as a pilot for the Guard in the States, under peacetime conditions. And I think that people who denigrate Bush's service as a pilot in the Guard on the basis that somehow it was less worthy or admirable.
Mark, you can die doing anything. You can die driving a car. Bush didn't even, not only did he not go to Vietnam, where Kerry was highly decorated and took a lot of risk, but Bush didn't even show up for a lot of his National Guard duty. So I think you're a Republican operative calling in, is what I think.
No, I'm not. I'm anything but a Republican operative. I can.
Are you? Who are you going to vote for in the next election? For president?
I think that's a red herring, Eden. The question.
No, I think it's a very appropriate question. Who are you going to vote for president in the next election?
I was a big supporter of John McCain when he was running previously. I'll leave it at that.
Do you think we can get him to run with John Kerry?
I don't think he and Kerry have enough in common politically for that to even be a sensible.
All right, you know, listen, I don't denigrate. You said your brother died piloting.
Yeah, he was killed after ejecting.
All right.
From his aircraft.
Certainly, we're not trying to denigrate the memory of your brother. But
no,
you can be killed doing anything. And Bush didn't put himself in harm's way to go fight in Vietnam, and he didn't even show up for most of his guard duty. I mean, I don't think he deserves to be compared with your brother.
I'm trying to illuminate here, not engage in disparagement either of Kerry or President Bush. The essential point is you cannot become a pilot in the Air Guard without two solid years of training, both in basic training and advanced fighter training. His service was fulfilled. He you have to understand also that it's...
No, it wasn't fulfilled because he got trained at the taxpayer's expense for all the years that you have just enumerated at a lot of money, and then he doesn't show up for the next couple of years of his service, roughly. So, no, he did not. And when he released his records, Mark, they were quite murky. They were not very specific, and there were records that he could have released that would have told the whole story. For some reason, he didn't show up, and there's been a reward out there for a long time. A $10,000 reward has been out there for anybody who showed up to anybody who worked with him or saw him appear at his service in the Alabama Guard. Nobody has ever come forward to collect that $10,000, and it's been out there for quite a while.
What I wanted to suggest in that respect is that you look into the facts about the situation a little bit more. For this reason, the number of pilots needed on active duty in the Guard by the time his service wound down had significantly reduced from the number that had been required earlier.
Mark, I'm going to tell you right now. I don't believe you for a second when you called in and said you were not interested in having a conversation on both sides. You are somebody who I feel is sort of a Republican operative calling up to say, gee whiz, my brother got killed as a National Guard pilot, and people can get killed. We should have sympathy. And absolutely, I'm sorry about your brother, if you even actually have a brother who exists who went through this horrible tragedy. But this is, I don't believe for a second that this is call is on the level. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is AM 1150 KNRC.
2:37. Time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Good afternoon. Rainy, 34 degrees now. Another meeting today for the CU investigative panel. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check the roads. Here's Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Southbound I-25 approaching Dry Creek Road, getting back to normal after a car slid off into the ditch. Tow truck just pulled him out, about 10 minutes or so ago. Rest of the freeway system fairly sloppy and fairly wet, so be patient. Allow yourself a little extra time to get to where you're going. 16th and Lawrence downtown. Car hit a pole. Emergency equipment on the scene there. Another minor collision. 53rd and Quebec. Hurry in for the final days of the JCPenney lowest prices of the season sale. It's your last chance to get great buy one, get one for a dollar special. It's all inside JCPenney. I'm Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
The independent panel investigating the recruiting scandal at CU is meeting again today. Among those testifying, Athletic Director Dick Tharp. The panel also heard from some parents of Buffs players. They say they're upset that the panel has spent more time listening to sexual assault experts than they have to people close to the program. This report brought to you by T-Mobile. The head of the Colorado Democratic Party is calling on U.S. Senate candidate Pete Coors to apologize for a remark made by Coors' spokeswoman after the New York Times incorrectly identified Coors as a Ku Klux Klan member convicted of murder. The candidate spokeswoman Cinnamon Watson said, quote, it could have been worse. Pete could have been identified as John Kerry. Firefighters spent the early morning battling a fire at the Macaroni Grill restaurant on Narapahoe Road in Greenwood Village. The fire didn't do much structural damage, but about 60 employees will have to find temporary jobs while that eatery is closed. Hey Denver, T-Mobile has you covered. Isn't it time to take your number to a better place? Visit Car Toys, a T-Mobile authorized dealer, for huge savings this month. T-Mobile, get more. We'll take a look at the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 2:39.
The name and business is CNBC, and we've got it for you. Listen for hourly updates weekdays exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC. Windows. Doesn't it seem like everybody's in the window business these days? At Alpine Window and Door, they believe you deserve quality, value, and experience in your remodeling project. Alpine Window and Door has been serving the Denver area for nearly a quarter century, offering a large selection of fine vinyl and wood products by Weathershield, Anderson, Pella, Traco, and Therma-True. With so many choices, rely on Alpine's experienced staff to help you make the correct one. The Alpine Window and Door staff takes a sincere interest in your project, whether it's a standard window replacement or a complete redesign to create a whole new look. At Alpine Window and Door, their remodeling specialists are with you from the beginning to the end of your project. If you want for true value, quality, and experience from an established, proven company, call Alpine Window & Door at 303-431-1000. That's 431-1000. Or visit their convenient showrooms in Wheat Ridge or Highlands Ranch and speak with one of their experts. You'll be looking through windows a whole new way after you visit Alpine Window & Door.
Checking the KNRC weather forecast. Occasional snow mixed with rain at times this afternoon. Light snow likely tonight. That'll decrease after midnight. Overnight temperature down in the 20s. Partly cloudy by tomorrow afternoon. We'll see a high in the mid-50s. Rainy and 34 now. KNRC news time is 2:41. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 3 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Been wondering how to get started investing in real estate? Call Mile High Capital Group. They're experts in rental duplexes, a great way for an individual to get started in real estate investing. They handle everything from finding the right lot in the right area where your new duplex can cash flow from day one, building the duplex, and even managing it for you if you wish. So this can be real carefree real estate investing. If you can afford just 10% down, about $30,000, you can be on your way to financial security. It's a fact. If you had acted on this investment strategy of investing in Colorado rental duplexes 10 years ago, you would have averaged nearly a 100% return per year for the last 10 years. Compare that to the stock market. Call Mike at Mile High Capital Group for complete no obligation details and tell them you heard about them on AM 1150 KNRC. 303-683-8500. That's 303-683-8500. Or visit them at milehighcapital.com. It may be the most important call you ever make.
Soon to be the most listened to station in Colorado.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
Well, the devil is that goblin noise?
Hear both sides talk on AM 1150 KNRC. And now, the Enid Goldstein Show continues on AM 1150 KNRC.
2:42 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. Let me remind you that Doug Kellett is doing his show live, remote, from the Texas Roadhouse Restaurant. It is at 10064 West San Juan Way in Littleton near C-470 and Kipling. So if you are in the neighborhood or you want to make a special trip over, I'm sure he'd be delighted to meet you. It'll be fun for you to watch the show in progress. Doug's show live from the Texas Roadhouse Restaurant coming up at 3 o'clock from 3 to 6 right here on AM 1150 KNRC. There's one line open. Somebody grab it, 303-382-1150, 303-382-1150. Our last caller called in to say that, gosh gee whiz, his brother, it's really dangerous flying in the Air National Guard. You can die. You know what? You can die crossing a street. You can die in a road accident. You can die doing just about playing racquetball. You can always die doing something. So that by itself is not the test. And Bush didn't show up for his National Guard doing it, theorized, because they started drug testing, and we don't know if he would have passed it. 303-382-1150. So here's a guy that avoided real risk, far greater risk to be in Vietnam than it is to be in the Air National Guard, I believe. Secondly, he avoids it by going into the National Guard, and then he doesn't even show up for a lot of that. 303-382-1150. Kashmir, calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hello. I don't think I would vote for either one of these candidates because they're Pop-Tarts to me. I mean, they're soft in the middle. They're not really focusing on things in the United States of America.
All right, so what are you going to do? Do nothing? Is that your solution, Kashmir?
My whole thing is, just like I told you many times before, there is problems that we need to get done here in America. And so I find a candidate that is going to use all of our resources and all of our hard-earned tax money to stop the terrorism in the United States that we have going on in the neighborhoods. And
yeah, so who is that candidate going to be? So what are you going to do, wind up voting for nobody with all these fancy words?
No,
you're going to do nothing.
No question. You don't vote for nobody.
Whatever that was all about. Madeline calling from Boulder. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi. I would tell Kashmir, I'm going to give you a reason Kashmir and everybody else should vote Democrat this time, and I'm a Republican. I believe that the Republican Party has been hijacked for the last 10, 12 years by right-wingers, by neocons, I call them right-wing wackos. And the only way for Republican moderates and Republicans with any sense that aren't just ideologically driven is to have the Republican Party lose the election, get a sense.
Uh-oh, what's happening? What has happened here with her call? Do we know? I guess we're having some technical problems. Are you back, Madeline?
I'm back. Where did you leave me?
I don't know. Something happened. We have gremlins today.
You're saying,
wait a minute. This is astonishing. You're saying that you are a Republican and you're voting for Kerry. Did you vote for Bush the last time?
I did. But okay. I would never vote for him again. It was a huge mistake. I feel very responsible.
Do you feel that you have a lot of company or no?
I don't know. I have a lot of friends that are still with Bush, but they're complaining. You know, they're social liberals, and yet for some reason they still want to go with Bush. The reason Republicans should...
See, I think the party has been hijacked by the what I like to call the religious wrong.
The religious wrong. Then I call them the right-wing wackos. And in my opinion, what we need to do is get the Democrats elected so that these people are not rewarded over and over again for bad behavior, and therefore the rest of us can take the party back. If these people keep winning, we'll never get our party back, and we'll never get any sense back in the Republican Party. That's the way I look at it.
Madeline, I thank you very much for that. I hope there are a lot of people who feel as you do, and I thank you.
I hope so, too.
Thanks for the call. 303-382-1150. Liam calling from Congress Park. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hey, Enid, I want to say go, Madeline. You go, girl. I really thought it was great. Because there are still sane Republicans left, you know.
There are a lot of sane Republicans left.
They're just
And the ones who describe themselves as socially liberal and fiscally conservative should be horrified at the fiscal irresponsibility demonstrated by this administration.
And some are.
Yeah, that's true.
Excuse me. A couple of things. You know, I do think the American people are, by and large, lazy and ignorant. And slobs. I have done.
And is there a negative side too?
and their mama dresses them funny too. But here's the deal. You ever do petitions circulation?
No. Well, I don't know if I have. Maybe I have somewhere in the dim past.
Trust me, you'd know it if you had. And you get these people. You know, you ask them. Well, I'm trying to get a Democrat on the ballot for the Democratic primary for one of the, well, an important...
Tell me fast, because, Liam, we don't have a shot.
Okay. Well, to make a long story short, you get Democrats. You say, are you a registered Democrat?
What is going on here? What we are losing our callers. Do we know, Sean, every time you pick up the line, I think we're losing a caller. There we are. We're back now.
Okay. You ask them, are you a registered Democrat? You live in the 1st Congressional District. Yes and yes. And then I say, well, here's this individual. He wants to get on the Democratic primary ballot. Well, I have to know more about him. I say, look, it's to get on the primary ballot. It's not a platform. It's just a person trying to petition to get on the ballot.
All right, but tell me, Liam, what's your point?
My point is when you get people that are that anal about things that absolutely make no difference, getting onto a primary ballot, especially for this position, is not that big a deal. You don't have to know much about people.
All right.
I'm just saying, people are lazy and pampered, and I think we get the government we deserve.
I thank you for the call. Here's the story. People are saying, well, I can't vote for Vermoish. I hate Robert Kerry. I'm not going to do anything. It's just an excuse for passivity. That's what I think that is. George in Lafayette. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Yes, good afternoon, Enid.
Hi, George.
I'd like to make a little further comment about this Air National Guard situation with George Bush.
Yes. Did you think that caller was a ringer?
I suspect so.
Uh-huh, I think so, too.
Anyway, what the interesting... Some reporters got tired of looking for Bush's record, and they contacted contacted the officials of the
Air National Guard.
Not the guard, but the political campaign that he was supposed to be helping out. And apparently, yes, they all remembered Bush. He certainly showed up there.
Well, he didn't show up at the Air National Guard. The theory is that they had instituted drug testing, and the feeling was that he wouldn't pass it.
Yeah, what happened was people still remember him with very fond memories from that campaign. He was given the task of doing some legwork to take care of, contacting outlying precincts. And after a few months, they essentially had to find someone else to do the work, because while he was around and being very pleasant, he wasn't doing any work done.
Well, it's not unlike his tenure in the White House.
Okay.
George, I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. Be the second caller. 383-382-1150, you'll win a pair of tickets to the Diana Krall concert. Be the second caller, and you will win a pair of tickets to the Diana Krall concert for July 13 at Fiddler's Green, 7:30, the value $80. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150, KNRC.
We've got our own Reagan Revolution every weeknight at 6 p.m. Hear Michael Reagan exclusively on AM 1150 KNIC. KNIC.
Hurry in for the final days of the JCPenney lowest prices of the season sale. It's your last chance to get great buy one, get one for a dollar specials. It's all inside JCPenney.
What is all this?
We're trying to beef up our advertising for the Mile High Suburban Buy. Decided to give these Gregorian monks a try.
What's the Mile High Suburban Buy?
It's the newest way to sell your car. It's all the rage.
I can hear that.
See, we offer sellers access to over 500,000 readers in 19 suburban newspapers. You know, the ones you actually read.
Gotcha. How much are you charging?
$29.99.
They're really taking this seriously.
Yeah, we all are. There are a lot of ways to sell your car, and we want to be the best. We've put together a crack team of classified employees who will help you craft your message and make your ad work for you. We're serious about helping real people in real communities sell their cars fast for less.
Sounds great. I've got a car I'd like to sell.
Well, just call us at 303-279-5541. That's 303-279-5541. 303-279-5541. Okay, he gets it.
Sorry. Maybe you should have tried radio advertising.
I'm not sure that's for us.
Join Judy Schwartz and Evelinda Ehrman as they broadcast Style Matters from the Colorado Mills Food Court this Saturday, April 24th from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. They have lots of great giveaways. A romantic getaway at the Marriott Denver West, including breakfast and a spa service at Salon des Amis. A $200 Boots cosmetic pack from Target. Products from Nambe. A wonderful gift pack from Mikasa. Gift certificates from Todd's for free shoes. Lots of fun, lots of prizes this Saturday, 10 till noon at Colorado Mills Food Court. Be there.
The Hudson Gardens and Event Center welcomes Professor Tom Noel, Dr. Colorado, in the continuing lecture series on Sunday, April 25th at 7 p.m. Professor Noel will discuss the South Platte River Renaissance in the heated garden canopy. Hudson Gardens and Event Center is located at 6115 South Santa Fe Drive in Littleton, just south of Bowles Avenue. Tickets are $6 and can be purchased via phone at 303-797-8565, extension 321. Or online at www.hudsongardens.org.
AM 1150 KNRC is proud to present the cutting-edge humor of Bill Maher, Saturday night, June 12th at the Paramount Theater in Denver. The former host of Politically Incorrect and the current host of HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher in Denver for one show only, Saturday night, June 12th at the Paramount Theater. Tickets go on sale this Saturday at 10 a.m. Visit HOB.com or call 303-825-4904. Bill Maher is brought to you by House of Blues Concerts and AM 1150 KNRC.
He's president of the National Organization for Men.
This is getting scary.
He's the local chapter head of PETA, People Who Eat Tasty Animals.
Knucklehead.
He's bucking for president of Halliburton.
I'm here to make sure you don't say anything controversial.
Doug Kellett, afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 1150 KNRC.
Such strange goings on.
Hi, I'm Doug Kelly. Join me weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
2:54 on the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. Oh, Diane Krall.
But I don't know enough about you. Just when I think you're mine, you try a different line.
Congratulations to Adam from Denver for winning a pair of tickets to the Diana Krall concert. There's
no buttons on my shoes. Baby, I'm confused about you.
Well, here's who I'm confused about. I'm confused about why people are so passive. They say, well, you know, there's no difference between the Democrats and the Republicans. Get involved with MoveOn.org, for example. Get involved with something. Try and change something in your neighborhood. Don't just sit back on your behind in front of the remote control and say, well, you know, I can't stand either one of them. I'm not going to do anything. Then you're not acting like a citizen and you're not being responsible. And you want your rights, but you don't want to exercise your responsibilities. 303-382-1115. Rick in Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi. Hey, this is my first time calling.
Oh, wait a minute. Here's something for you.
Mm. Yeah. Hey, I just want you to know that I'm not going to vote for Bush again this time. I voted for him last time.
What made you decide not to vote for him this time? What was that about him?
This whole war. I was never really in favor of the war. I mean, I was in favor of the Afghan thing, you know.
I was too.
Yeah, but Iraq, we just needed some Arab country's butt to kick, so we just went after somebody who we didn't like. We had to kick some butt, you know.
Yeah.
And we just belong there. We still don't belong there. We need to be out. I think John Kerry is a hell of a better candidate than that.
So you're going to vote for Kerry this time?
Oh, yeah.
Have you always thought of yourself as a Republican?
Actually, I'm an independent.
Okay.
I used to be a real active Democrat years ago. Yeah, I used to be like county chairs and things like that. I ran for office. But, I couldn't see myself voting for Bush.
Are you going to do it?
I don't know why I voted for him the first time.
I think a lot of people are asking themselves that question, but not enough people are asking that question. What are you going to do anything like get involved either with MoveOn.org or with the party or donate some time or donate a few bucks?
I donate bucks, and I try to do whatever I can, but I do donate money.
Okay. Rick, thank you very much. I'm delighted that you called, and I hope there are more people.
And I'm really glad this radio station's here because I used to listen to a different one, and there was no liberals, no voice from this side.
How did you find us?
You know, I just happened to be flipping through the radio one day, and I caught you.
Oh.
Yeah, and you just kind of, you tweaked me, and I've been listening to you ever since.
Oh, Rick, thank you so much. Call us again.
Yeah, I will.
Okay, thanks a lot. I appreciate the call. Have a good weekend. 303-382-1150, 303-382-1150. I was telling you about the schools in Finland and how great they are, and it turns out that you have schools here that are run by the Pentagon, and everybody wants to get their kids into those schools because they are really first-class schools. Really wonderful school. So it is quite possible to do good schools in this country. And maybe we could use the Pentagon model, the model where, these are the Defense Department school system gets results. And a lot of parents can't wait to enroll their kids in it because, they're small schools, there's parent involvement, there's the spirit of welcome, there's extra support. I mean, they set standards and they live up to them. It would be useful to inspect and see why those schools are so successful. Charles in Denver, hi, you're live with Enid. Charles.
Charles.
Hi, Charles, welcome.
I can barely hear you, I'm sorry, thank you. I'm a first-time caller.
Okay.
And I was coming up from my basement about 35, 40 minutes ago, and I just heard the tail end of your explanation of a law that was passed regarding businesses being able to cut off
health benefits for retirees.
Yes.
Once you become 65 and you're in the Medicare system.
Well, I'm a federal employee, retiree, and I am over 65, and
it may not apply to you, but I would refer you. Do you have access to the internet?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, check out today's New York Times front page story.
New York Times?
Yeah, I think it's for private. I think more this is about private employers, so you're probably okay here, Charles.
Okay, well, I have FEHB, Federal Employee Health Benefits, retirement, and I got that through Civil Service Post Office.
Who are you going to vote for president?
Oh, gollies, I'm going to vote for Kerry.
Good. Good.
Yeah.
Yes, good. All right. You said the right answer, but you don't win anything except a better president.
Well, I didn't expect to win anything. I just heard that announcement, and if that was primarily, if you don't think I would
I think it's private employers, but why don't you reference the story? It's on the front page of today's New York Times, and check it out.
I have a New York Times in my bookmarks.
Okay. I thank you for the call. We're out of time in this hour. I want to remind you that Doug Kellett is up next, 3 to 6. He's going to be doing a remote live from the Texas Roadhouse Restaurant in Littleton near C-470 and Kipling, 10064 West San Juan Way. Thank you, Joe Anderson, for a great job today. Thank you, Sean McKenzie, for a great job. Also, thanks to all of you who called and listened. I'll be at the Zonta Authors Luncheon tomorrow at 11:30 at the Pinehurst Country Club. So I hope to see many of you there. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Do something generous. And let's meet again noon to 3 on Monday and compare notes. See how the weekend went. I'm Enid Goldstein. See you Monday noon.
Hear Colorado talk. This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Englewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time.
ABC News Radio, I'm Bob Kerr at the White House. Remarks today by Israel's Prime Minister Sharon that he no longer feels obligated to keep a pledge not to kill Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat, causing concern here. Within the hour, a senior Bush administration official released a blunt statement which says, "We've made it entirely clear to the Israeli government we would oppose any such action and have done so again in the wake of these remarks." An army death in Afghanistan with a twist.
A lot of times in football, the analogies with war are kind of thrown around freely, and on a day like today, you kind of see how hollow those ring.
That's Pete Kendall, former teammate of Pat Tillman, the Arizona Cardinals player, who left an NFL career worth millions to become an Army Ranger. The Defense Department confirming now that the 27-year-old Tillman was killed yesterday in a firefight in Afghanistan. Wall Street posted gains on this Friday across the board. Bob Kerr, NBC News Radio.
Thinking about buying a used vehicle from a private owner? Think about this. Every Ford Quality Check certified pre-owned vehicle has to pass a rigorous 115-point inspection. The ones that do qualify come with 6 years, 75,000-mile powertrain, limited warranty coverage, and 24-hour roadside assistance. Think you'll get a 3.9% interest rate from a private owner? I don't think so. If we don't certify it, it's just used.